You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Yeah, what's up? I've done this 900 times, so I'm just fucking wailing this out because Paul Verzi's fucking looking at me like an asshole. Depot's fucking totally fucking disdains everything I've said so far. And Chris Scopo and Adrian aren't even paying attention to me. But this is the deal. January 9th on Comedy Central, my one-hour special, Robert Kelly Live at the Village Underground, premieres. I need you to check it out, TiVo it, watch it, tell everybody you know. And that night, the same night, you can own it for $5 at robertkellylive.com. You can pre-order your unedited version with a bunch of extras right there at robertkellylive.com. And it's $5, or you can pay a little more. That's your option. So make sure you go there, Comedy Central, January 9th. Check it out, spread the word, and then go to robertkellylive.com right after and buy it. I really appreciate you guys. You guys are the best fans in the fucking world. Thanks for listening to the podcast, and thanks for supporting my live comedy. Goodbye, dude. Go to the website, dude. $5, dude.
Podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. And sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense.
It's Robert Kelly's
You Know What,
You Know What, Dude.
No topics, no directions, but I love doing it.
On riotcast.com.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Fucking bats, baby!
I love that.
Merry fucking... Merry Christmas. Thank you to the guys over at Cigar Republic in fucking wherever that is in West Chester. What's up, guys? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Merry What's up? Christmas. Yeah.
Love the enthusiasm.
Thank you.
Love that this is going to be a poppin' show, I can tell.
Bobby, I have one question.
6.5 inches.
I have one question.
4.5 inches.
Are we smoking a...
3 inches.
Are we smoking a stick after the show?
Yeah, well, you think I brought in a fucking a humidor? I brought a fucking humidor with 95 fucking nubs.
I was literally eating the shawarma going, I hope we're going to...
Dude, I got the fucking bat. We'll smoke. You smoke stogs?
Nah, but I understand the appreciation.
Oh, yeah.
Now, my brother-in-law used to be a big cigar head.
Oh,
yeah. Subscribed to Cigar Aficionado and all of that silly shit.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
Yeah. So
I'm not that crazy, and okay. I'm fighting it.
Okay.
I'm fighting it a lot, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, I could smoke one once a day.
Okay.
I could do that. And okay. It's weird. Back when I started smoking them before,
uh-huh.
is when I quit cigarettes for 9 years. I started smoking Stogs, and I got back to cigarettes that way. That's
okay.
a scary thing for me, okay? Because quitting cigarettes was a motherfucker. But that's why I'm fighting it. I'm smoking. I'm not doing it when I want to do it. I'm like, fuck you. No, you know, you don't get one.
You still got your self control.
Three or four. I don't have self control at all. But look at me. Are you looking at my chins? But I am fighting it though.
Yeah, my wife's getting on me about it. Everyone's getting on me about it. Even my friends are like, dude, what are you doing? Like,
I'm
going hard with the cigars. I gotta.
What's
you know,
hard with a cigar? Like how?
It's like. I won't say no. Like if I smoked one now,
uh-huh.
and then I ran into you at a comedy club in 2 hours, and uh-huh. like, hey, you want to go get a cigar? I would get one.
Oh shit!
Yeah, that's good. No good.
Doesn't
yeah.
it give you a taste in your mouth every time I
yeah.
smoke
it's
one?
It's fucking delicious.
It's a yeah, taste
it
in my mouth.
It gives
that
you a taste. It gives you a fucking.
No, they have
no
the, cigars.
It's
don't
heavy.
Give taste.
It's heavy. Yeah.
No, they taste like the next day. The next day.
Do you brush your teeth? You fucking savage.
No, I don't fucking like them. I every time I do it, I have a taste.
I actually I got something not to name drop, but Dennis Leary, who smokes 900 cigarettes.
Oh, is he a cigar guy?
No, he doesn't smoke cigars, but he smokes cigarettes fucking every 2 seconds. He smokes in hospitals. You know, he smokes.
Wow.
It doesn't matter where he is. He's lighting up a fucking butt.
Right.
I think he lit up in the fucking White House or some shit, right? So he smokes, but he chews gum after. He chews like 19 pieces of gum after every cigarette, and then he brushes his teeth. That so his mouth doesn't have that shitty taste and his teeth aren't fucked up.
I feel that.
Yeah, that's one thing that fucked me. My teeth used to get jacked smoking cigarettes.
Yeah,
plaque and fucking coffee and brown and pussy. That's a bad mixture. Pussy, coffee, and cigarettes fuck up a
just
tooth.
All together.
Oh, fuck up some teeth.
It was a great evening.
Or a great, I was going to say, or a great weekend.
Yeah,
well, I love that he made an evening into a weekend to you.
It's a
You're going to take your time. You're going to pace it.
Chris, go around the room and introduce everybody.
All right. To my left, first time on the show. Very funny guy. On the Guy Code, Damian Lemon, everybody.
You.
Give it up for Damian right here.
I was about to applaud. What the fuck is give it up?
I don't know.
Say his name. Give it up. I was about to applaud like it's Guy Code. Yeah, I didn't know. Fucking asshole.
I didn't know if I was supposed to cheer or what the fuck.
What the fuck was
I
that?
I don't know. Came out. Give it up. I thought Adrian was going to clap.
I like
I almost I went like this. I'm on camera fucking going like this, and I stopped myself. I got dignity in the last second. I've never applauded for anybody on the show.
Damn.
All right, go ahead.
Then we got coming back, Paul Verzi, everybody.
Yo, yo.
From the Verzi Effect podcast.
Yes. Very popular. Very not podcast. Top 10. Apparently, whoever fucking made that list, I gotta hear about that shit
some
for the next fucking,
fucking dude in the basement.
Some fucking some chick that fucking Mark Norman's banging. Fucking, you're the top 10. Ugh, I gotta hear fucking.
What's going on with the lists? There's a list.
That's
every
time
fucking,
of year.
That's a thing. It's a list thing. Everybody, you know, anybody can make
they
a list.
They want a computer and a Wi-Fi password.
Tonight we're gonna make lists. We're gonna do a YKWD. We're gonna do a top comic list. Everybody in this room, I'm saying right now, is top. Comics.
Thank you.
No, you know what's funny? One comic mocked it. He goes, here are the top 1,000 comics of 2014.
Yeah, that's
so far. And he literally listed 1,000.
Yeah, I know.
He
listed- but you understand that certain comics went there and went, what the fuck you mean I'm 500?
Yeah. I wasn't even on the fucking list.
Of course you weren't.
I'm 710.
I was 603.
Everybody know what it is.
I didn't look.
You weren't on it.
I wasn't?
No.
That's hilarious. And I got
the fucking list. And the funny thing is, the one list I was on, he spelled my name wrong.
Hilarious. That's funny.
But neither was
I went. I didn't look. This is like I'm a cocky cunt. I'm not even on the fucking list. I'm gonna kill this motherfucker.
Neither was like Burr. Burr wasn't on the list.
Burr, that's funny.
No,
dude.
Nobody.
No one
I'm
was
sorry.
There.
You gotta. Yeah. Interject.
No one was on that show.
No, no.
Oh, you can wait. Sorry.
Okay.
What the fuck, dude? You can't do that. What did you just do?
Because I started to talk before he got introduced. I didn't want to fuck, you know.
No, I got it. I'm going to take care of it. I got the fucking help.
I got you. Yeah, I know.
I got this. All right, what the fuck? Did you drop a rap album this weekend?
What?
I got you. What the fuck is this?
I got you. I got you. Right. I get it.
Chris, go ahead.
Last but not least, back. Brandon Collins, everybody.
Well, not last, you fucking ass. We got other people. I'm here. You're here.
That's true, yeah.
The fuck is wrong with you?
Well, I'm always fucking here, so it's like...
You've been doing the show for so long. You're doing so good at everything. How are you fucking up people's intros?
It's great to be back and witness this tension over and over.
Jesus.
Just tension.
Right.
Tension tonight.
It's not tension. I love Chris Scalpo.
By the way, thank you, Chris. I wanted to thank him on the show. He hooked me up with tickets.
To what?
To the fucking Knicks.
Yeah.
First who?
Hang on. Stop 1 second.
It was
I'm gonna
fucking...
get shit for this. But I know.
You were fucking
doing your show. I thought of you first. Really, you were doing your show.
First of all,
Jesus Christ, I can't even thank. I'm getting people in trouble. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just wanted to thank you because it was the best. It was the best.
Well, what kind of seats?
It was the best. It was.
What kind of seats?
The seats were low. The seats were like 9 rows off the court against.
Well, how many tickets?
Just 2.
You gave him 2 fucking tickets?
Yeah.
The fuck?
I had 4 actually, but my brother took the other 2.
How much did they lose?
Anyway, it was just they lost. They're 5.
I went to the game on Christmas. Oh, that was brutal.
They stink, but thank you. Those are the best. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's from me too.
YKWD tickets. I don't want to say anything. Yeah.
I would love it if it's some hookup you got from the show. You're just fucking funneling shit to your family and your friends. Well, make sure Bobby gets the tickets. I will. Yeah. Did he like the game? I couldn't make it. I gave him to Paul for. Oh, I like Paul. But is Bobby ever going to make the show? I mean, are you ever going to make tickets? Who's over on the couch?
Adrian.
Fucking Adrian.
Sirius XM.
From the Opie and Jim show.
Right.
From Sirius XM. And he is a full-time, what the fuck are you over there?
Producer.
Oh, that's a big name. Full-time producer.
Associate.
Ooh, is that worse or better?
I think
worse.
That's worse.
Yeah.
It's
okay. Well, so he's here. Dude, I really want to thank you. I want to make it. Can I thank somebody?
It's your show.
I'm going to thank somebody. Damien?
Go ahead.
This guy over here on the couch. See that guy?
Yeah, I see him.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a giver, does he? He looks like a mugger.
Looks like he definitely looks like he takes.
Yeah, he looks like he takes virginity. He looks like a fucking, like a, almost like a rapist, but doesn't, you know, he women fight him off and he gets scared and he leaves.
Persistent rapist.
Like the old Bill Cosby.
Go ahead. So what you thanking him for? What happened? Did
he went out of his way for my children's gift drive and bought them, bought a bunch of gifts on his own, on his own, and then bought gifts. He brought in gifts from the studio and really donated a bunch of stuff for the show, man. I really, that's a solid, that's a man thing to do.
All right.
That's a man thing to do, buddy. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We'll move on. That was fucking anticlimactic. I thought you'd make a speech. You know, I wanted to do it. Kids mean a lot to me. You know, when I was a kid, I didn't have much. And, you know, I tried to help. And, you know, it's, you know, the toys I buy, I wish I could have done more.
Oh, here you go. He got a speech now. He got a speech.
I always had an awesome Christmas every year.
You
but,
did.
But, yeah, but my parents, my dad coming up, he never had
one. You can tell by that fucking hat and scarf combo you got for Christmas.
Everything I wanted for Christmas this year.
You did?
Yeah.
What'd you want for Christmas?
This year I got a membership to a jiu-jitsu spot for a month.
Oh, that's all we need. You to fucking know jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
You got another backup plan, though. If someone wants to charge you, we got a guy who knows how to fucking do karate.
It's jiu-jitsu, not karate.
Are you fucking... What's wrong with you, dude? I'm not kidding,
saying.
Dude. I want a fucking intervention. Fucking applauding, fucking whatever horse shit with him. Then you fucking announce him. What the fuck? It's karate. What is this, fucking 84?
It's the same thing.
What? No, karate and jiu-jitsu are a million miles apart.
Yeah, you only taking a month of jiu-jitsu?
It's not Japanese. It's Brazilian.
My parents, my parents
I was
got
thinking
me
that, too. A month.
When you going to learn in a month?
An abbreviated lesson?
Learn a month. Yeah, you fucking...
By the 30th day, they're going to finally get to self-defense, and they're going to be like, all right,
that's it.
$200 now.
As a gift, my parents paying for the first month, and then I'm taking over the rest.
How much is it a month?
$250.
Totally. $250 a month.
Yeah.
Dude, you should join my cigar place. It's $70. We can talk about
and
jiu-jitsu.
Let's work.
fucking hang out and have some fucking good times. Fuck it. What the fuck? So why do you want to learn jiu-jitsu? You already look like a pretty jacked up guy. Like you're a
I'm an awful
vigilante.
I used to wrestle I used to wrestle year round.
Really?
And now I'm in awful shape compared to what
for shits and giggles. Did you just wrestle guys in the park?
No, I wrestled in high school.
Oh, in high school?
Yeah, training.
I don't fucking wrestle.
Did you wrestle guys in the park? That'd be a weird fucking thing to do, to try to get opponents.
He just started fucking slapping guys in the air. Come on. Nah, I don't want. No, come on. Put you on. I don't want your money. Come on, let's wrestle
in the streets with a singlet on.
one shoulder out. Could you? I don't fuck with wrestlers, though, man. Wrestlers are no joke. Yeah. Wrestlers have weird fucking strength, man.
Yeah.
I don't know where they get it from. It's the grip, the forearm, just the shit they can do with your body.
I saw that Foxcatcher movie. That shit was bananas.
I can't wait to see
the train that they do.
That story's nuts.
It's about a wrestler?
It's about a wrestler that's like Steve Carell plays this billionaire that like buns them getting ready for the Olympics.
It's a true story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. DuPont.
DuPont. Yeah. He used to run a gym called Team Foxcatcher.
He comes from a huge, massive, you know, old money family.
Yeah.
And they did a lot of fucking weird shit. And his mother, you know, they had a lot of military contracts, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And, his mother was into horses, and they were into, fox hunting was a big thing with their family. And, you know, he was just this fucked up guy who never got the approval of his parents or his mother.
He was like a crazy genius. DuPont was like some sort of expert in like, I don't know if it's ornithology or something like that.
And what?
Look, man,
he was a whacker.
Can I say something though? That you gotta understand that if my family had millions of dollars, I would have a doctorate. I'd be an expert in fucking archery, pottery.
You would?
Fucking oven mitt making. Yeah.
It comes with a grant.
Yeah,
give some money, you get something.
Yeah,
I
you get
imagined.
Shit, dude. Yeah, this fucking Bill Cosby's a doctor.
Yeah.
And a rapist.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. He basically got into, he wanted to be a, if you watched, did you see the movie?
No, but I know the story.
Okay, here's the thing. In the movie, he wanted to be
like
this wrestling coach. He wasn't. So he just went out and bought at this point of this guy's life where he was going to the World Games, he won gold, he's fucked up. His older brother's better than him, which is always the case. That's why I'm having one kid.
Better than him in life? Just
better than him in wrestling and life.
The Schultz brothers.
He had his family, he had a wife, kids. He was just this cool, his personality was great.
Oh, yeah,
he was awesome.
The younger one's like really introvert and he can't express himself, so it's just Shannon Tatum like fucking
jacked.
Just like an ape.
Okay.
In real life, they're both unbelievable wrestlers. Oh,
yeah, they're unbelievable wrestlers, but he had nobody. He's living in a shithole. He was drinking. Yeah, he was eating fucking oodles and noodles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cut to this guy. His brother's fucking got a family. He's coaching. He's making money. He's got a house. He's got a family. He's got everything. This guy's got nothing. This guy, DuPont, steps in and says, I want you to come with me. But he really wanted him and his brother. His brother said, go fuck yourself. I'm happy where I'm at. Mm. This guy went and was so, you know, look, when somebody in life, when people, sometimes in life, if somebody just believes in you, if somebody just fucking believes in you, I believe you can do anything.
Yeah.
Really. And that's exactly what happened.
And remember, they didn't really have a family growing up, too. Like, they talked about that a lot, too. Like, they came from a broken home.
Yep.
They both kind of had to help each other, right? Yeah. It's a fucked up story.
This guy stepped in. When this guy needed a father figure, when this guy needed a coach, when this guy needed somebody, this fucking lunatic stepped in with all the money in the world and gave him whatever he wanted, a house. So he won gold for this fucking guy. I mean, this guy.
So he wrestled for him.
He wrestled, but this guy...
Did he buy a team? It was like the wrestling team?
What did he do? He built like a whole... His mother had this, like an estate. Yeah, and when she died, he took it over and built a massive wrestling compound.
She did it before she died. I saw the movie. You didn't.
The movie... I know the true story.
I know the actual. Do you think they made shit up? There. She was still alive.
Changed stuff. I'm pretty sure.
Read some articles. That's.
I'm pretty sure she died first, or she was on a deathbed or something.
She was alive. And one of the scenes is so finally he was like, fuck this, go, I want your brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy turns on him like they're like sociopaths.
Well, he also gave him drugs too, and he became a junkie.
He gave him drugs. They started
gave him drugs?
That was one part of the movie I didn't like too. When Steve Carell, they were doing drugs, and he started repeating himself, and he turned into Steve Carell, like in fucking every movie he's ever done. I was like, oh fuck, that's Steve Carell.
Here we go. Yeah.
So it was, and basically he was like, fuck you, I want your brother. I don't care what it costs, went and got him, gave him a house.
He bought the whole fucking U.S. team. Like, that's how he had the brother.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. What the fuck was that?
I have the right answer.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Dimples.
After his mother's death, DuPont.
Talking to the microphone, you fucking hump.
After
you
his
really
mother's
are an
death.
Associate producer. A real producer would have talked in the microphone. You in the mic, and then you went like this off the mic. Scopo, don't let that happen again.
All right, you got it.
After his mother's death, DuPont developed a 440-acre farm as a high-quality wrestling facility.
Yeah. I don't believe that. You think you just picked up a phone out of your pocket and read something? Go fuck yourself. What's that? The Chattanooga Express? What the fuck?
The internet.
I could have got out Chattanooga. What the fuck?
Yeah, where's the bandana?
That's not even a bandana. That's a mush. That's a fucking flat tire. Depot, put that back. I'll shave one of your arms. anyways, yeah, it was a fucked up movie. Crazy movie. And basically, dude, I mean, everybody knows the story, but it was kind of fun. You know what happened this year with movies? They did a lot of great acting, but when they do great acting movies, they kind of suck. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a fucking Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. Well, I saw Nightcrawler. Mm-hmm. I saw Nightcrawler.
That was good.
But
that
you know, I thought it was good, but I thought his acting performance was better than the movie. The movie didn't make me go, you know, he was good in it.
He's really good in it.
I want to see him play Pat Riley. You saw how he looked with the little slick back.
He's good.
Skinny.
He's a good actor.
Oh, Jake, he's a beast.
Gyllenhaal's a good actor.
His father's a director. Like he directs. He directed me in that 2-2 thing. He's like a director that directs television shows.
Oh, okay.
He's a really cool guy too, and his sister's fucking great too.
They're the whole family, right? I didn't know that his dad was a director.
Everybody,
though.
Yeah, his fucking whole family, man. Usually, it is that fucking case in Hollywood.
Yeah.
If you go back a couple, there's somebody who made a connection.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Gwyneth Paltrow. There's a few. Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. The people that are in.
Oh no, Michael Douglas. His dad was a legend.
It was sitting there going. What the fuck? Why can't I get a spot?
I didn't know. I found out Chris D'Elia's father is a big producer in Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah. There's always that doesn't not help when your family's been royalty or somehow.
Yeah, Tori Spelling. What the fuck would she do if her dad wasn't? I mean,
she's about to fucking commit suicide on fucking a reality show. What are you talking about?
I don't mean to disrespect. I'm just saying.
Dude, her parents didn't. You know, her parents didn't give her shit. You know that? Her mother didn't give her money. Her father didn't leave her shit. I fucking hate that.
Wait, they didn't give her anything.
Listen, man, no money? I'm telling you, and a lot of people that a lot of rich motherfuckers
tight
just say, I gave you an education.
Yeah, Bill Gates did that shit, right?
Fuck you, man. I'm sick. Fuck you.
But wait a minute. But there's a flip side to that coin, and the only argument
there's
I would
a coin?
Say is, I would say such a dick.
What the fuck are we? What, is it 19? Wait a minute, there, Sully. There's a flip side to that coin. There's always a flip side. We'll be back right after Chantel cigarettes. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is all right? Just Chantel. Just do the flip side.
The flip side to that argument is he could have said, look, he could have said, look, I put you in 90210.
Can I not be Tory? Can you make
you
were, can you
no,
make him Tory?
No, no, no.
He could be Tory for this one.
All right, cool.
Talk to him like he's Tory.
No, he could have said, look, I gave you a spot on 90210, one of the biggest shows. You became a millionaire. It was one of the biggest shows.
I just love him being Tory.
Man, I'm listening. Hand you out. Go ahead.
No, what I'm saying though, Bobby, in all seriousness, what I'm saying is she could have blown the fucking money and he could have said, fuck you, I'm not leaving
she
you.
Put him on
I
her
gave
tits.
You I gave you everything. Listen, you became a star
so
because
cheap.
Of
me. Yep, thank you. Like you got damn near billions.
Come on, Aaron. Yeah, but then when you she give the kids all the money, you get fucking Jaden and Will Smith were batshit crazy.
But let me ask you something. If a family member gave you
I like two crazy weird black kids.
Yeah,
I like that.
They're more crazy than they are. They're more talented than they
Michael
are.
Michael Jackson's kids are out of there taking karate. Yeah. I fucking love it.
They want 1 month of jujitsu.
1 month of jujitsu.
They do because they got to beat up their grandfather for that. He was trying to fight them for that money.
Bobby, let me ask you a question.
Hang on 1 second.
All right.
What did you say?
I said they need to be able to fight off their grandfather who's going to try to take all that money, that old Joe Jackson. You just creeping around.
Right, well, go ahead.
Yeah,
please.
Bobby's staring. It's just the saddest.
If a family,
all those stars fell off your shirt when you said that. I got it.
Oh, shit.
As you were, Paul.
Oh, shit. If a family member lent you $2 million or gave you an opportunity and you made $2 million.
Yeah, okay.
And then that same family member saw you piss it away.
Yeah.
Okay? And was like, there's no fucking helping. That money should be taken care of you.
Look.
I mean, I know it is the father.
I'm going to explain something to you. It's your responsibility. It's like a marriage, okay? Me and my wife right now, we got a nice little tiny ranch house up in Westchester. Ain't too crazy. It's small. I fucking pop off. I start making millions. Right. She's with me. We get a bigger house, bigger cars, bigger lifestyle. We get a divorce, right?
Yep.
I owe her that money. She needs to be able to maintain the lifestyle that she was accustomed to because we came up together. Okay? You understand? That's a law. Like, so when you get divorced, you have to. She has to be able to maintain the lifestyle. You can't just say, go fuck you. I don't like you anymore, or I don't like what you did. Go live on your own.
Oh, no. So it depends.
Here's a kid. Now, you raise these kids in this lifestyle, in this fucking huge house.
Uh-huh.
All the fucking shit you want. Christmases, maids, all kinds of shit. Ponies, pools. And then one day you go fuck yourself. If you raise me in this life, you let me get accustomed to this. And then all of a sudden, I got big bills. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm not you. I'm this other person. You need to fucking help me maintain that. You need to give me. You can't just shut me down. You got to give me some type of trust because you introduced me to this fucked up world of money. Okay, if I didn't have money, I'd be fine.
Right.
So this would be cool. I'd be cool to go back to no money. Here I am. So now you put me in the spotlight. You put me in a show. You didn't pay me shit. You made me feel like shit on the show. They fucking made her just like everybody else. Okay? She didn't make any more money. She made less money than everybody. And then all of a sudden, he's got millions and millions of dollars. Instead of saying, hey, check it out. I'm going to put this in a trust. You're going to get this much money a month or this much money a year to maintain a certain lifestyle that you can live. Fuck you. Now I got to go back and I got to be homeless. I got to be in a weird situation.
How do you
situation?
Know so much about this?
Because I watched the show.
Okay.
Tori and Dean.
Uh-huh. See, I didn't know all that. I thought maybe there were things we didn't know why he was like what she did. That's
I think
all.
That happens with any. But look, man, we all come. I don't come from money. You come from money?
No.
You come from money?
No.
You come from money? No. Scopo, we know. You don't come from money.
No.
Deepu, what about you in India?
My father's a physician, so yeah, I come from a little money.
All right, so Really?
Yeah. Shit.
He's doing a free internship for you. Yeah.
Yeah, it would explain my...
What are you talking about?
It would explain...
He's not free. He's got money off of this fucking thing.
Yeah, not doctor's money.
No, of course not. You're not a doctor. Yeah.
Fucking... Well, what would it explain? No, I want to hear what this explains.
Well, it would explain my availability and possibly my intelligence.
God damn it, you look like a werewolf. every time I look at you, I'm fucking scared that you're going to... Dude, you bring these people up in this world. If you got money, man, your kids, you're gonna deny your kids. If you made them, if you came from nothing and made all this money, you're gonna tell your kids, "Fuck you, no, go make your own."
No, of course not.
You can't.
That's not what I would do.
I think it's bullshit that people do that, especially Bill Gates. Nah, but you're a billionaire. You fuck
with Bill Gates. He is leaving them money. It's just like 90% of it is going to charities, yeah, but that 10% still like $2 billion. So it's a lot of money.
The kid got to know a little bit about hustling, though. He got to know how to make a dollar. Like, a little... I don't want you to just bet on when I die, you good? Because then our relationship is fucked up from the door.
So, right, I exactly...
Yeah, just counting down the hours till he dies.
I hear you. I agree with you. I definitely agree with you. But what I'm saying is that, okay, I got that much money. Bring me some shit. Let's get a business going. What's your business? What do you... And it's not like this girl's not hustling, this Tory chick. She's hustling. She's got all this business. She's trying to create shit. But you can't be your dad. You know what I mean? It's like my kid can't be me. You know what I mean? Your kid can't be you. They're going to be them. So she can't be... Right. Her, what's his name? Bill Gates' kid can't be Bill Gates. He can't go invent the next big thing, and that pressure's on him to do some fucking crazy shit. And it's like, maybe he's just a dude who works at a fucking grocery store and has an apartment. You know what I mean? I don't fucking know. Maybe he's just, helps kids. What the fuck is that? You're not going to make $1 million, but why can't he live good? Why can't you? Dude, fuck that. You should fucking be able to live the lifestyle you're accustomed to growing the fuck up. I'm not saying they should get you a house. You shouldn't have to fuck. If you're a billionaire, your kids should not have to buy a house. You should fucking give them a house, give them a car every fucking year.
I don't know about that.
What?
Because you're just saying the kid doesn't have to do shit. Like, the kid doesn't have a reason to go to college. The kid doesn't have a reason to...
I would give him a really healthy, healthy paycheck and let him run something for me. I go, look, run this. You'll never have to worry, but you got to do a good job. But I would have to make him...
What if they fuck up, though? What do you do?
You know, if they fucked up, then I would be... I mean, look, there's some things that...
Take it away.
No, but there's some things that you got to benefit from me. You know what I mean?
I might start you out with a couple $1 million. Hold that. Do what you're going to do with that. I'm not going to let you perish. I'm not going to let you live in squalor. But don't think that you don't have to do shit. I need to, because you got to think about it. He made all that money. Look, I can't relate to a kid that's not working. Like, I can't
look, I'm not saying your kid's not, but here, there's no way the kid's not going to work. The kid's going to the best schools. When you go to the best schools from fucking kindergarten to preschool till fucking college, you're going to get a job. You're going to have a passion. You're not going to college without a fucking, with some type of desire to do something.
Yeah, but he could go to college and fuck around.
Look, man, first of all, who said yeah?
It's a tough thing, man.
They're probably going to end up going to Harvard. You don't think they're going to pass them because they're Bill Gates' kids?
No, dude, fuck you. No, dude.
Yes, they will.
You can't get passed in Harvard because they don't do that. And look at, man.
George Bush went to Yale.
Ivy League's at Yale? Yale.
George Bush is not a fucking...
Yale has a fucking row of, like, mini condominiums for, like, royalty students. Like, kids that come from legacies.
That's fine. That's fine.
And
legacies.
They get fucked up.
They're still not fucking passed. Look at, you ever see the movie, what's that movie with where they shoot Osama bin Laden, where they kill him? What's
Zero
that movie?
Dark Thirty.
Zero Dark Thirty. You ever see that movie when Gandolfini comes out of the room? What's up with this girl? What do you think? And he goes, she's very smart. And he goes, we're all smart.
Yeah, it's a great line,
dude.
Yeah,
it's the fucking truth. Politicians are smart.
Dude,
most of them are fucking intelligent people.
George W. Bush's IQ, even though he's not.
You think he's stupid?
But he did graduate with a C average.
So it's not like he...
Well, he was doing blow, you know?
Yeah, so he was fucking around on the TV.
I mean, shit. I'm smarter than my grades were, too.
You can't take a final just coked out your
mind. My thing is, if you grow up as a billionaire's kid, what do you aspire for? Like,
come on,
you got everything.
Stop it, dude. You're going to aspire to be fucking... it. Your imagination... You don't have your imagination. Let me tell you something. If I took away your financial problem right now, I said, boom, and all you guys, I said, fuck it. You're set. Your mortgage is done. Don't worry about it. I got you. Everybody's got a house. I took care. Mm-hmm. You know how creative you'd be every day? You know how fucking much comedy you'd do? You know how freer you'd be on stage? If you didn't have to, when you went on the road, you'd be more free. You were doing an hour, you know why famous comics become better? Because they have so much fucking, they got cash in the bank, and they don't have to, so when they go on the road, they can be like, look, these are my fans.
Yeah.
They let me get away. They know what I'm doing. When you're at fucking Sidesplitters in Tampa, the fucking people don't even know you.
You gotta prove it,
the guy just went up and did 25 minutes of local fucking holy shit and murdered. Now you gotta go up. They're looking at you. Everybody's going, who's this fucking guy? And if you don't fucking murder or do well, you ain't coming back.
Yeah.
You ain't coming back. You didn't sell a fucking ticket. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But that switches when all of a sudden you're selling tickets. When all of a sudden people are showing up to see you, you're freer because you don't have you. Even the fan part of it, not even just having money, is monetary in a way. Mm-hmm. It's like these people paid to see me.
Some value in
it. It's value. Yeah. So you can. So absolutely, if you have money, I'm not saying all the time. Of course, there's the crazy fucking lunatic in families. But most of the time, these kids are fucking going to school. They're doing what they're and they're finding their passion, and they're doing it in such a fucking. They don't have to worry about it. I'm sure these people, they don't give them everything.
All right, why a lot of kids who have parents like actors and famous fucked up? You hear about a lot of kids, you know, the fucking kids all fucked up.
Look, man, you can't fuck around. Hollywood's a different thing.
But they're rich, though.
We're talking about showbiz. Yeah, they're rich. You're talking about Paris Hilton. You're talking about
fucking Nick Cage's kid's a psycho.
Well, they're like named after superheroes and shit.
Yeah, but okay, I mean, Nick Cage.
What's Nick Cage's son's name? It was like Zion or some like.
Yeah, what's Nick Cage's
daughter?
I love how Scopo said Nick Cage like he was friends with him.
Because I remember because the kid wanted to fight in the MMA. He wanted to do MMA against, and then Dana White was like, no, you're out of here.
I actually think, though, and I'm really not trying to play devil's advocate with you here, but...
You're doing the other side of the coin thing again?
The flip side to that is sometimes when you don't have...
The fucking flip side.
When you don't have the money,
your
hunger, like for me, like I got these two babies at home, and I'm running up and down. You know where I live. I drive an hour there and an hour back, and I think for me, for me, it's like I'm like, man, you better do that new joke. You better fucking when you do headline fucking, you know, Providence or wherever the fuck you're going. You better do enough to get comeback. You better make sure the podcast numbers continue to go up. So not having. I mean, listen, I'm not broke. You know, my wife works. I work. We do okay. We have a nice house. We have nice cars.
A great house.
Yeah, but to
mediocre cars, but great house. Fucking Mazda.
Hey, I had to get out of that. I don't have a Mazda. I got a Toyota.
I'm kidding. You had a Mazda.
I had a Nissan.
Ugh, worse.
I had a Nissan.
Nissan what?
I'm getting Maxima.
All right.
Yeah, 300 horses.
That's a good car.
300 horses.
Right, I'm fucking
all right. start listening to fucking model now.
It's not a Mercedes.
No, but I...
Great house.
I think... I'm not... But to get to the next level, it's like what Damon said. There's got to be a hustle in somebody, and I think the hustle... Yeah. Like, I remember I was talking to... JB Smooth outside of Stand Up New York years ago. Like before Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Right.
And he said, he goes, I've been doing this 18 years. And he goes, but when my daughter was born, I fucking just, you know, so I also think there's the, not a desperation, but I think when there's family and you got to come up, really, I think that can. I'm going to say one more thing and then you go.
Fucking talking for a long time.
No, sorry.
No, I'm kidding.
But what I'm saying is, like, if you got a billion in the bank, if I got a billion, I might just rent comedies and smoke weed and be like, I'll get up tomorrow.
Yeah. All right.
Safety net. You ain't never got to do. All you rich already.
I'm going to say two things. I'm going to say two things. First off, button that fucking second button. The other one. There's another button that's unbuttoned. I don't like that.
All right.
That's the one.
Bobby's
that's
first. Chest, bro. He said, Paul's chest is looking at me.
All right.
Second, Dude, I understand. Look, there. You can go back and forth on this. I understand. Like, you made a good point about the
hold
fucking.
Hold on. Someone's calling you. It's fucking shit. From Australia.
Yeah. Oh shit.
She's in chat.
Still hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Bobby, it's Kelly Gustica. How are you?
Oh my God. Damien just went, who?
He knows me. I bummed terribly after him one night.
I think everybody in the room can say that. Kelly, how are you? How are you, Bubba?
I'm really good. It's really great to hear your voice, mate.
I know. I was a little bummed out. I haven't heard from you in a while. You didn't fucking do anything. You didn't even fucking call me, and then all of a sudden you start sending me email after email. That is so I just can't read them. Your emails are too long. You shouldn't have there's no 15 paragraphs. You shouldn't have 15 paragraphs. There's one paragraph in an email to a friend. Yeah, I'm cool with that. Do that thing. Like, you know, you got to meme me. You can't send me a fucking journal. You understand?
Oh, yeah, righto.
You know.
So what's going on? How's life? Hi,
everyone. Well, first of all.
What's up, Kelly?
That's Paul Verzi's in the room.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Yay. Hey, hi, Paul.
What's up, Kelly? How are you?
I'm good, Paul. How are you? How's the wife and kitty?
Everybody's doing good. Thank you.
Oh.
Oh, great.
Okay. What about Chris Scopo? Are you going to say hi to Chris? I just got fucking scolded by Deepu. You ever touch me physically again, I will fucking snap one of your Indian fingers. You'll never fucking do a suture.
I'm watching the live feed, but I think I'm a little bit out.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to watch where we're up to, but that's okay. And Giannis, hi Giannis. Giannis
there? No, Giannis canceled.
This fucking guy.
What the fuck?
You know what, Kelly? I miss you to death.
Oh, he's dead to me.
I know, I miss you to death.
I miss you, baby doll.
And,
I miss you.
But you're bringing the show to a fucking screeching halt. I gotta be honest, babe. You should have called with like the regs, like
a
Lewis,
lot of Roman charges on that.
Maybe
one.
Dan or fucking List. I mean, we were in a major conversation. It was going back and forth, and then fucking it is literally just dead. The stars fell off fucking Collins' shirt again.
Well, I can only record because you're recording at nighttime. Whenever you do the day ones, I'm in bed.
All right, well, listen, I'm going to set it up. The next one, we're going to have the regulars in, and you call in on the regular line on Skype, and that way it sounds better too, okay? When are you coming back?
Yeah, I'll get my Skype. Looks like May.
When?
May. Do you believe me?
Are you coming back in May?
Hello?
Are you coming back in May?
Oh, son of a bitch.
I didn't. Oh, shit.
You know what, baby?
No, I'm talking to you right now. Are you there? Kelly. Hello. Are you there? Ugh.
Oh, it's starting to get awkward.
This is just
end it.
Can I just say something, though? Are you there? Festuca.
Oh, God.
Tell her to call back.
You guys got any other calls you got to make before?
Dude, I'm sorry. Here's the funny part. I love that there's people literally. There's people right now listening that in the chat room are like, fucking hang. They're violently angry.
They're in their cars right now, throwing
right
shit.
Now. They're just like, just hang up. Because I know that I listen to shows, uh-huh. And when this happens on shows, I start yelling in my car, just shut the fuck up. Why are you going to fucking speak?
Hell yeah.
And I know there's people right now.
I just looked over at Lemon because I was starting to feel it, and I just wanted to hear what he was doing. And I just saw his eyes go down to the floor, and the interest level was fucking leaving.
Ah, Bubba, Bubba, wowie, wee wee.
Shout out to
that
Kevin.
Really just. Fucking him. Dude, if that phone rings again, throw it out the window. Fucking buy a new iPhone. Holy fucking. I love Kelly, but Jesus. She's fucking breaks for a show. What are you shaking your finger at?
Got something in chat.
Okay, great. Let's go. Go to chat room.
Tyler NorCal says.
She's calling back right now.
Okay, let me see.
Here we go.
I got to say goodbye. I got to do this right. Hang on. Okay, Kelly. Kelly, hey.
Good, Dylan.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Okay.
Good, Dylan. How's everything?
So you're coming back in May?
She wants to have a fucking chat right
now. It's like Groundhog
Day
right now.
Hang on one second. Guys, give me one second. Are you coming back in May? Hello?
Yeah, well, if all goes well, we'll have to shut...
There you go. Shut that phone off.
I was
waiting for you to fucking do that. You know, every fucking phone
I was trying to do, she tried.
20 minutes ago, you should have
He gave it a fair shot, and then that was it.
The phone cut out.
A minute in, it should have fucking been down.
Yeah, but the phone cut out. I was trying to get it, but she's going, hello, hello, hello. All right, anyways, go to the chat room real quick.
Tyrell Norkel says, as Deepu grabbed Bobby, you could see the pure rage in his eyes.
Well, I don't, your fucking arrogant Indian tap bugged me.
You know what it was? I was trying to prevent the chat from seeing the credit card information you keep on
thanks.
The back of your phone.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. All right.
Yeah.
Did they see it?
They probably did, yeah.
Don't say it anything. Now someone's going to fucking...
Why would you slip it in
the last two numbers of the credit card? What can they do with it?
Shut the fuck... Oh, God. Anyways. What can they do with it? I don't know.
Well, if anyone in North Korea is watching,
they
maybe they should.
Yeah, okay. What else?
Derek Gatto says, you don't touch Bobby. He touches you.
That's true. That's true. That was my nickname in juvie jail.
Juvie jail.
Speaking... Okay, go ahead.
Do you want to go back to the discussion about DuPont? We have some comments about that.
I mean, we're a little beyond that right now. I mean, we got the DuPont thing, but I think it's interesting. It's really interesting to me that there is both sides of this, but if I had a fucking million... Okay, fuck it.
Go ahead.
Let's say 100 million. You got to say, fuck it. $100 million in the bank, you're never going broke.
That's fuck you money.
Okay. That's fucking... That's not even fuck you
money. Tell Mike Tyson that.
He had $30
million. He lost $300
million. Okay, well, listen. He was Mike Tyson. Okay? And first of all...
You just put your hands on your shit. What the fuck?
He had $300 million.
Okay. If you're not a boxer...
Right.
Okay? And you're not in fucking business with Don King...
Right, right.
All right. If you have the average motherfucker, anybody in this room has $100 million in the bank, we're set for life.
Yeah.
Okay. The interest alone, you're fucking nuts. Okay. Now, my kids grow up. My kids are getting the best of fucking everything. My kid's not going to be a douche because my kid has his personality. Okay, you're a douche. You're a fucking douche.
It depends how you raise him, though.
It depends how you raise him.
If you're not there all the time, you would be there. Okay. If you're not there all the time, he might become be a dick.
If every time he got into a jam, you or mommy wrote a check
to get him
out of that jam, he's going to be a dick.
Yeah.
Okay, I agree with that. Okay, do you want to talk into a microphone?
Yeah.
Don't you think there has to be some adversity for your kid to become someone? You know what I mean? Like...
I think life gives you adversity. I don't think I have to give him fucking the adversity.
Like
I don't have to give him speed bumps. I don't have to put them in his way.
The Nats are going to have speed bumps, though. So if
the who?
They're naturally going to have speed bumps, though.
The it's Nats?
Like, they're naturally.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you said the Nats. I was like, is that a fucking basketball team?
It's just that fucking, like, you can't prevent... You can't use the money as a way to be like, you're not going to have issues in life. Because no matter what, people are going to...
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, like, if I got money, my kid ain't even going to know we got money.
What
like,
the fuck?
I'm saying,
you're still
like,
going to live in an apartment?
Yeah, we ain't going to live in an apartment. He's just not going to know exactly how much money.
First
he's just going to know.
First of all, you have money. Let's not get carried away. We know
I ain't
you got
money like that.
Of course you don't, but you got good money. We know.
I got all right
you're
money.
You're a thousandaire.
I'm a thousandaire, but that still is still on the brink.
Yeah, I know. You can fuck up.
I'm not exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not like a Spelman kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What is
spelling?
Aaron Spelling. Sorry, Spelman. I'm thinking of Spelman College. Spelling.
That's some Jew in Long Island
like,
right
when
now.
You, when
why
you,
does he? Why does he take make fun of us?
When you grow up, when your net worth is in magazines and shit, kids realize, we could. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want that kid to realize that we could.
Can I say something? You're being given the best teachers, the best schools. You're being given the best opportunities with that. And with that becomes the best responsibility, the highest responsibility. With that, now, look it.
I would hope so.
Okay. But the reason why I think these kids that still fuck up, given the best resources. Paris Hilton was given the best.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think this guy raised his little girl, gave her the best schooling, the best opportunities, you know, everything to make it, and her personality fucked that up. Okay, no matter how far. Look, I'm raising my. I got friends of mine, and I see them, and their kid cries, and they give them whatever the fuck they want. So every that my kid is cool. My kid will cry for a second. Once you take something away, cry for a second and move the fuck on.
Mm. I'm going to tell you something. I bet you are 1,000 times better of a father than Paris Hilton's father. Yeah. They were raised by fucking nannies. That guy was flying to France when the Hilton in France opened.
I don't think
they just fucking got the money.
Parents are divorced. They married four or five different times.
You were probably so much more nurturing, broke, let's say. But if you were broke.
Fuck, how come he's got money and I'm broke?
No, I'm saying. I'm
a 1,000-head too, motherfucker.
I'm using an example. That
close to 100-head, but I'm a 1,000-head right this second.
Yeah, but Damon got that MTV money, son.
I'm just saying, I think that, I mean, I don't want
to. I got fucking.
I don't want to say Hilton's dad sucked, but
you try to black it up with the son at the end of it.
I fucked it up.
Son? That made my money go down. Yeah. It was fucking.
Son?
Son?
To the value of it.
Fucking move past the point.
Yeah, but yeah, the Hilton's.
But I'm not even saying, saying Hilton himself. I'm talking about those billionaires in general. They have nannies. They're fucking flying all over the world. They're not raised by. I see it in Westchester. Sometimes I go to parks and I see the nannies. The nannies. I'll fucking go to a park and I'll know that that's not the fucking. You know, that's the nanny. Uh-huh.
You see them all the time in the city. The nannies walking around with your kids.
It's all a bunch of Haitian nannies. So it's all Will's aunts and shit.
It's the sequel to the
Daddy's help. Coming home on the 30th. We'll see him for two fucking days.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true with all of them, dude. I think that there's a mother involved. There's a fucking father somewhere. I know that. Look, I understand what you're saying, but look at Trump's kids. They're fucking great. They're powerful people.
Right.
I mean, they're.
Well, I like what Trump did. Trump gave him jobs and said, "You're going to be with me, and I'm going to help you." Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that every fucking guy kind of does that, and their personality takes over and they go down their route.
What's the one that guy was OD'd? Electra Stone.
Can I say
she killed herself because Electra Stone or something like that. Portia or something.
Are you
what
the fuck?
She OD'd a few months ago.
Who's her panicking right now?
No, she's an heiress or something, and she OD'd on heroin.
Why the fuck are we supposed to do the fucking work for your stupid? I think your name is
Electra Stone. Electra Stone.
Google it, bitch, before you bring it up. You're putting all the work on us.
But I'm just saying.
What's
dad
her name? I don't fucking know. What's his family? I don't know.
This fucking podcast is making me realize that you guys all got more. I gotta get my. You guys are 1,000-heirs.
This is an intervention.
Yo, my podcast. I gotta get some sponsors. My podcast is crushing it right now.
Fuck that. It ain't about that. Dude, I don't make money off of this shit. I gotta split it with these two jerks. I ain't got shit off of this podcast.
I gotta get that MTV money. Fuck.
God damn it. I need some listeners. How's that? I gotta stop having so many people on just fucking pontificate with this douche about fucking bullshit. Well, anyways, I think that they fucking. And then maybe people will listen. Fucking assholes. There's too many guys on the show. There's too many people. It's my fucking.
Is that what that's the complaint?
Yeah, you can't. I know I get fucking. That's from the fucking comic community.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the fucking. And there's so many people on the fuck. Shut the fuck up and don't. This is a comic hang. That's what it's about. It's about comics fucking yapping over each other. If you can't take it, fuck you. You're not an alpha male. Go suck a dick, you fucking beta cunt. Did that just come out?
I like it. One time I was in here, though, nine.
Look, I fucking block.
One time there was fucking
the Christmas show was fucking ridiculous. I had fucking 20 people up here. And like a fan who bought tickets. It was fucking nuts. Who bought like all these gifts for the show. What's his Connor? Oh, fuck, it was crazy. Yeah, I know. They're absolutely right. My fucking podcast fucking is way too much most of the time. But I don't have a fucking ton of cash right now. I just did the FX show, so I'm all right for a minute. I got to still go. I got to do New Year's, but I got to say no to two gigs for New Year's. I got to say no. I was like, nope, nope, nope. And then this gig at Providence, Rhode Island, Comedy Connection, New Year's Eve, two shows, 8 o'clock and 10:30, to say yes to that, you know what I mean? Because I was like, I like these guys, the money's good, let me go do this shit.
Dude, you know what I mean?
That's a powerful thing.
You do that room in Providence, right? The Omni Hotel Cigar Masters is next
door. They fucking put me in some old fucking hotel.
No, I'm saying.
I know, but why didn't they put me in a fucking great? What's the Omni? That sounds Omni.
That's far. It's like a 15-minute drive or a 10-minute drive.
That's far. What?
It's a 10-minute drive.
That's far.
But you got to get on a highway and go. I mean, this is real close to the
highways are made to go quicker. I understand how highways work.
Well, either way,
I'm in a car on a highway. I'm not walking on a highway.
I'm not talking about the fucking commute. I'm saying go Cigar Masters. You're gonna love it.
That's what I was in the
Cigar Masters.
I love that shit. You told me about a
better. They haven't been in the Beltmore, the Billmore, some fucking old white guy hotel with a fucking wicker furniture and a fucking stupid bedpost. I don't want bedposts. I don't want a fucking wooden bedpost. I don't want fucking antique shit in my room. I want a fucking mirror that you can't see yourself around the corners. I want modern. I want fucking modern. I love a modern. Fucking modern hotel.
I love modern.
Modern. I want love, fucking. Yeah. I like boutique.
My favorite is Modern Vegas. Is my fucking favorite.
Yeah, I like modern fucking. I don't know what the fuck that means, but I like it.
Modern Vegas is like it's just the most ridiculous. It's just marble. It's marble showers Marble's with the love. Fucking just everything. The hot tub connected to the shower. It's just a joke.
I need modern. I don't want a fucking tub. I want a walk-in shower. I'm not English. I'm not washing myself in a shit tub. I don't fit. Every time I get in one of those tubs, I hear.
No, I'm with you. Everyone's like, no, this has got character. Fucking George Washington. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. George Washington jerked off in here first. I don't give a fuck. I want new.
I like ghosts.
I want new. I want to smell the fucking paint. I want it new.
Some designer soap shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they have a kiosk in the mall. Fucking, you know, some Davadodo or some shit.
Fly shit, yeah.
Davadodo soap.
Davadodo.
And you can't stay in a hotel if it doesn't have a flat screen. It's just
Oh, dude! Yeah. I stay in a hotel with a fucking square TV.
No, you can't. You can't. That's you know, if I ever fucking get to the point where I can become a cunt, that's gonna be one thing.
Nah, that's real.
I'm like, listen.
My rule is this: ready? It has to have a fucking movies.
Yes.
And food.
My movies rule is on the TV.
Movies and food. If you don't have movies on the fucking TV, I don't belong there.
Yeah.
Because. I have movies on my phone that's in my fucking pocket, you fucking savage.
No, if you have a square TV, you gotta go talk to the. You gotta talk to him.
Yeah. I fucking hate. I check out.
You gotta go talk to
them. Listen to me. I check the fuck out. I learned that from Quinn. He would just leave. And they would come to pick him up for the show, and they'd be like, where are you? I'm at the better hotel down the street. And they'd be like, dude, I remember that. And it's usually only $20, $40 more a night, by the way. It's not even that much more a night. They just have some fucking shit deal for $72.99 over this shit fucking cunt. And they like going in there before press to get their fucking breakfast, their pancake machine horse shit, and say, hey, Sally, how you doing? I'm just going to get the fuck off.
No, that's what they said. I was told to, if it's not right, leave.
Yeah, leave. I fucking leave.
Yeah, I hate it.
I was in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I don't even want to mention the club because I don't, but the guy was
there's
so cool.
There's only one club.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
No, there's a couple.
It's not that hard to research.
But, there's an airline with an A.
I walked in and I looked.
Yeah.
And I looked in the bathroom and I can't do it. So I went to another place and the owner was so cool that he gave me extra money. He goes, I heard you didn't.
No. Stop 1 second. This is where you're wrong again.
Why?
The owner should.
Wait, what do you mean again? You're acting like you're saying like I was wrong about many other things. what was I wrong about? I did the flip side to the thing.
What was I wrong about?
Listen, I'm not gonna answer that while you're in this fucking mode. I don't like this mode of you.
What
okay?
mode?
The fuck am I
nervous.
A fucking clown?
Because you go. Well, here's where you're wrong again. And it was like
I fucked up. I used the word again, but I was trying to be strong. Okay. I was trying to be again.
Wait, where did I fuck up though?
Well, here's the thing. Because what I meant again is because I didn't mean again. I did mean again, but I didn't mean it the way it came out.
Right.
What I'm saying is that's what I wanted. What I'm saying is.
Right.
Okay. This club owner should have put you there in the first place. That's it.
Yeah.
He
knew.
Our home is the hotel.
Yeah.
So we're traveling week after week after week. The hotel is the only safe place we got. It's the only place. It's where we put our head down. It's where after a good show, after a bad show, after whatever the fuck happens, we can go back to that room, shut that door, call our family, call our friends, and be safe and get a nice night's sleep, maybe get some food. This is where you get to go home to your nice house that you love, but I have to be on the road to do my job. You know that.
Yep.
So why don't you give me the best available hotel that you can give me so that I feel great.
Yeah.
When I go to a fucking club that gives me, like Buffalo Helium, that hotel, I love that club because of that hotel. That hotel, they treat you so good. You feel great going into the place. It makes you feel like you have something.
Yeah.
You know, when you feel like you're worthy, or
it helps you do your job. Yeah.
They appreciate you.
They appreciate you.
And it makes you do. And I feel like it makes you. You go to the club. You feel like, yeah. You know, you want to do better. Yeah. You know, you always think to the owner, would you stay there? Would you and your family stay in this fucking shithole?
Of course
not. You wouldn't.
No, they're gonna use the extra money they swindle out of you to fucking stay at a Fairmont.
Yeah. I like going to, you go to the movies on the road. That's a big one. I like to be near the movie theater. That's a big one.
I don't put that in, I don't have that in my, I don't give a fuck if the movie theater's there. I care if there's movies in the room, because late night, you know, I don't really go to movies. I do once in a while on the road, but look, I look like a fucking pervert. I'm just kind of bald, pale, and fucking white. And I'm just sitting there in the middle seat. I got the best seat in the whole place.
Going to 2 o'clock show.
And I'm there, and I'm just fucking eating everything. I'm fucking sweating. You know what I mean? I just feel, I feel uncomfortable.
Why are you sweating?
I just sweat, dude.
Because you feel uncomfortable.
Just sweat.
Just make it. I don't see that. Just bring a fan.
Yeah, dude, I bring my own food.
Don't bring
movies.
A cloak or something.
If I don't sleep, I bring like, I'll go get a sub. And
dude, you went off at the party.
Listen.
I mean, that was unreal.
What happened?
What do you mean?
Yeah, my party. I mean, it was hilarious. How it's just like watching you enjoy something when you're eating. Watching this fucking guy
I've never seen a person enjoy more food just so much.
First of all, they had a surprise party. They had a surprise party up in the house, right?
All
right. Yeah, yeah. You were invited, right?
I know. Yeah.
Thanks for not coming, man.
Hey, happy birthday.
dude, it's not like it's far. It's up the street.
It's very far. Let's be honest. That shit is not close. Yeah, but it was still a different situation.
Kind of car. David's only 1,000 there right now.
What do you got? A Nissan?
Nah, I got a Bentley.
So, do you have a Bentley?
Nah, but we just fucking theater the mind.
Nah. Motherfuckers, so 100 there.
This is the fucking greatest thing. So I walk in the house, and I just hear, you know, I see my sister, my wife, I see everybody.
Yeah.
Everyone comes up, surprised, they're clapping. And Bobby turns the corner, and he's looking, and he's smiling, and he's clapping. And as soon as the surprise was over, he already in his hand, he had a piece of salami and cheese. And as soon as the surprise, people were like, hey, happy birthday, he just walked right back to his fucking plate. And when my wife gave the meat sauce, he's eating the meat sauce, and he's going, oh. My wife is great. Listen, when her sauce is the fucking greatest.
Dude, what are you doing?
What?
You can't fucking. You're about to say what? My wife's sauce is not as good as your wife.
I didn't say that. You said.
Dude,
you said meat sauce wise.
Yes.
You said my wife's sauce is the best, but I haven't had one with meat that tastes like this. This is amazing. That's what you
all
said.
Right, good. Yeah, wrap that up. Nice. Yeah, yeah.
But I really was going to that. You didn't let me finish.
All
right. But you should have jumped on it. You're right. But dude, you were just. And then the best part was then late night. We're out. We're by a fire. We're smoking cigars. Bobby was, I'm leaving, man. I gotta get out of here. So he walks up, and all of a sudden, there's a fucking
6 foot.
There's a 6 foot sub
delivered
late night, 2 o'clock in the morning. Hilarious. And he goes, "Let me just get a sliver."
Sliver for the
road. Can I say something? Might have stayed another 40.
I want to say something though, because I'm a when it comes to food, I'm a party starter.
Okay,
listen to me.
Party starter.
I'm telling you, where I'm at, if there's food, I'm the conversation kicks up. I'm fucking getting people into it. Try that. This is good. And that sub was sitting there, and I was about to leave. And everybody, and all of a sudden, where was everybody? Upstairs,
by
fucking devouring that sub.
No, that sub got devoured down to this.
Really? Dude,
we're going, Stacey, so why did you get a 6 foot sub? It's
at
2 in the
morning.
Nobody's eating this.
And
everybody's
Bob Kelly
full.
Walked up and said,
A party started around the thing, and everyone's going, fuck, usually 6 foot subs, the bread sucks. This is fucking delicious, soft, and everybody just devoured. Dude. Then there was desserts. It was crazy.
Nuts.
Damn, that's
it was. It was
like,
crazy.
I'll tell you right now, before we go to break, we're going to fly to break in 2 seconds, and then we're going to go to the chat room, and we got a couple announcements to make, but this is day number 5. No sugar, no grains.
Oh wow!
And I've worked out 4 days out of the 5.
Nice.
So I'm fucking back. Jim Serpico and Larry, they got me a trainer after Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll wrapped. They got me a trainer up in fucking where I go to the gym. And I gotta fucking lose 80 pounds.
You going for 80? That's the goal?
I gotta lose 80 pounds. That's my goal. I got 8 months to. This is if we get picked up. You know what I mean? I'm hoping that we get picked up. If we get picked up, I gotta be skinny for the next season. So But I'm doing it from, you know, I'm doing it anyways, but it's a wrap, dude. Let me tell you something. You know I get made fun of for fat. I make fun of myself for being fat. I have a fucking great fat jokes. I get it. Some people are fucking viciously mean. And I'll be honest, it hurts. Some of these hurt. You fat fuck. Oh, that just hurts. When someone tweets, "You're just a fat fuck," it literally makes me want to cry because it reminds me of, like, I feel like I'm just a little kid and I'm like, it's not my fault. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I know it's my fault, but it's really, I don't know how, you know. I don't know how to stop doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But I got to kind of man up and just go, oh, this cocksucker is just an asshole, you know? But it's, dude, man, it's fucking, it sucks, man. It sucks. I hate that fat is my thing, you know? And I look at you motherfuckers and you're all, I mean, you're not great. You're not, none of you in shape at all.
No.
I know, except for you. No,
I'm in pretty good shape.
I'm in terrible shape.
Scopo, listen, man. I'm going to break some shit to you.
I'm in halfway decent shape.
You are a shape. You're not. You're not in great shape.
No.
You're never. Listen, I'm sorry, dude. I'm going to say this to you. You're never going to be in great shape. I'm serious. I'm doing this right now for you. Okay. You either maintain this and then it's going to get worse. That's it. That's all you got.
Yeah, I know.
So you're not.
I see what my dad looks like. I know.
You're just gonna be that fucking cop, that undercover cop.
Yeah, that cop look.
Yeah, that's all you got. Like, Damien, even you, man.
I get in shape.
Yeah, like you look good in clothes.
Yeah.
Fucking
oh my shit!
God,
look at this
cocksucker just broke his mic. Hold the mic up. Anyways, Furzy could get thin out.
I get fluctuated.
But you're fat because you got a family. You live up in the woods, man.
I'm not fat. I mean, I'm not in shape.
You're
not
in shape, but you got family fat.
I got
is what that is. That's family fat. That's fucking Sunday. Oh, it was a chips. Oh, where'd you get these? Oh, she comes home after the grocery store. Oh, I fucking love pepperoni. And the kid, Daddy, can I have a piece of cake? Yeah, here's a piece of cake. Oh, I fell on the floor. Let me get that.
I've been eating salads. I'm doing good, but yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Beet Collins. My wife cooks and shit.
I'm happy. That's what. This
you're happy, this but happy, that's right. Like fucking, that's like hippie fat.
All I got to do is do no sugar, no grains for 2 weeks and I'll be.
Yeah.
That's what everybody say. Everybody know how to get better, but they don't
do
it.
All I got to do
is more than
that. Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to tell you the worst feeling in the world, right? This is the worst feeling in the world. Drinking a drinking uh-huh. a protein vegetable shake
uh-huh.
and looking down and being fat. Do you understand? I'm sitting there. I got my Nutribullet out. I kale, spinach, uh-huh. Flax seeds, cucumbers, shit. Apples, oranges, pears. In the screw. All green. It's like mm-hmm. fucking magical. I'm drinking it in the car. I just came from the gym and then I rested it on my stomach. and I was like, fuck, this means nothing now. This day means nothing right now. This shit ain't gonna mean anything for 6 months.
Yeah.
In 6 months, I'll go, fuck, I'm glad I fuck. But right now, I'm just a fat mess drinking vegetables. And I want a pie. Anyways. All right, we're going to come back. We'll come back after that. Just to let you guys know, January 9th, my special airs on Comedy Central. Next week, I'm doing
Tuesday the 6th.
Tuesday the 6th, we're doing Ron Bennington.
At the Stand. Bobby's doing his Unmasked 1 hour.
Unmasked. Tickets still available, I believe?
Yes, they are. There's a happy hour from 6:30 to 7:30, and then the show starts at 8.
So make sure you get your tickets now. It's a small club, I think 80 seats, doing Unmasked with Ron. It's an honor to do it with him. He's one of my favorite funny people. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Ron Bennington from Ron and Fez. He is one of my favorite. He's one of the most interesting guys. He's just like, he's always been a really, just a favorite of mine. He's just fast and funny and interesting and knowledgeable and, you know, well-read. He's just fucking great. And he's a good guy. So I'm honored to fucking do it. Finally came about. And then we're actually, I'm taking over Sirius Radio. Comedy Central Radio from 5 to 7, I believe, on the 9th. And the night my special airs, I will be taking it with me and Gary Gulman. We're going to be doing a thing called Behind the Jokes. We're going to be talking about jokes, where they came from, how we where they originated from, the conception of it, how they became bigger, you know, of myself, of my special, Gary's special. And we're going to be talking to Colin Quinn's going to call in. And it's just going to be, you know, just jokes, man, where they come from.
People are interested in that?
In what?
No, I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with you.
Anyways, and then on the... Ah, that's fucked up, man. That's really that's like call me fat fuck. That hit me like in the spine. I literally my fucking head wobbled. I was like, people
just
don't.
Just the second time you said it, like where did it come from? I had to go.
All right, the flip side of this.
This is the name of the episode. Has to be the flip side. All right,
so we and then that night we air it on the specials live on Comedy Central. Here's the best part, though. Please spread the word about this. Go to robertkellylive.com. After the special airs, that you can pre-order it for $5. Now, there's a plus nice thing on there. And that means, I'll tell you what that means. I did this myself. We put up the money ourselves. This is, we did it, okay? We spent the money, you know, we made this happen. So you can give the minimum is $5. That's all you got to pay. But if you want to give $6, you want to give whatever else, you can add more. It's a common thing. And the reason why you're helping the next special. That's what you're doing. You're helping us raise money for the next one. The money that we make off of these specials, it makes it so that, oh shit, I got enough money to do a new one. Let's go write that. Let me get it out. Now, because if not, you got to have somebody, some higher being say, hey, we want to do an hour with you. And then they'll give you the money and then you can do it. But if you get to do it, if you have that money, if you make money, then you can say, fuck, I want to do another one next year. Let's get this going. And you can pick and you can choose and do it your way, where you want. That was what this whole special was about, is that I did it where I wanted to do it, how I wanted to do it, with the people I wanted to do it with. So you'll be able to pre-order that, and it's the unedited version. There's a couple other things we're going to throw in there, other videos, some behind the scenes, an interview, all the stuff you'll get with that $5. That's a minimum, but you can always add a little more if you want. If you don't, fuck it. I don't give a shit. $5 it is, but please spread the word about that. And we'll be back in fucking 2 seconds.
For you, for them.
Huh?
For them, 2 seconds.
Well, for you, 2 seconds listening in the chat room and all that live, we'll be back in around 8.5 minutes, all right? So there you go. You ready? And we're going to be playing, wait, 1 second. We're playing some of your music you guys sent in.
Yep.
Okay. Who is it?
We have songs from 3 different artists. We have the songs you got from John Jacobson.
Yep.
We have a song from a band called Backyard Superheroes.
Yep.
And a band called Underline, which is great.
We're going to be playing these songs. You guys are awesome for sending. If you have music that you want us to play in the breaks, please send them to ykwd@riotcast.com or...
Or you can find me on Twitter at R2Depu.
You can send them to me too. Producer, YKWD producer at riotcast.com.
He said that shit like
what
it was
the fuck, man? I just gave him 3. All right, whatever. Send them to anyone you want. Now there's 3. You just made it difficulter.
Yeah.
Is that a word, Depu?
No.
All right, we'll go to break. We'll be right back. Oh, your season long fantasy football league may be over, but there's still plenty of action every week at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy sports site, where you could win huge cash prizes every time you play. Dave from Boston, dude, won $1 million in one day just playing fantasy football at DraftKings. So did Matt from Florida and Ray from Jersey. In fact, DraftKings has crowned a new millionaire nearly every week this season. And don't forget about their exciting money-making contests and other sports, too, like hockey and college and pro hoops. All right, head to DraftKings.com now. Do it. And use code Kelly. That's promo code Kelly to play free in the $100,000 fantasy football contest this weekend. It's happening this weekend at DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter Kelly for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. 3.
You are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude podcast on Riotcast.com.
And boom, we're back in.
What?
Sweepers! So you know fucking podcast has some shit. We get a sweeper done by Toy Quan. T to the fucking Q, motherfuckers.
The Toy Quan?
Toy Quan.
Oh shit, I heard about this.
Adrian, why don't you sit in the fucking chair right there? Stop sitting on the couch like a mook. anyway, What the fuck?
Can you lower this? This is fucking
stupid. Yeah, you have control over it.
I didn't know. I didn't know. All right.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. What do you think? I'm the Wizard of Oz?
So you're sitting there with the
Dude, it's a fucking studio, dude, with a fucking handle. It's a knob. Fucking use your knob, you fucking knob. All right, so we covered a lot of shit today. We talked. You got any stuff from the chat room over the last segment? You want any?
Yeah.
What do you got, buddy?
Jizz Jam says,
love his name.
Yep, Jizz Jam says, I grew up rich and I'm fucking amazing.
Oh really?
There you
fucking
go.
Rich.
Fucking Jizz Jam.
Fucking see, amazing. You gotta love that, man. Look, if I had fucking my kid, okay, I live on the fucking cuspice. I moved to Ardsley. Greenberg. I live in Greenberg. Now, technically Greenberg, they it's Greenberg.
It's no Ardsley.
But they what they say is I have a White Plains address because Greenberg uses White Plains as fucking post office, which I fucking hate.
Yeah.
I wanted Greenberg. Fuck you. I live in
School district? Yeah.
Well, here's the thing that sucks. I'm two blocks away from Ardsley because Greenberg doesn't have a school district. Ardsley is the top 10 in the fucking country.
Right, yeah.
Country. Okay? We're talking the United States, the northern part of North America and south of Canada.
I live in Westchester. I know. Yeah. I know. That's why
you actually live in America. You know that too. But anyways, there's Elmsford, which is fucking ghetto.
Yep.
And fucking whatever. God bless. My kid's not going to a ghetto. I went to a ghetto school. It was fine. I think it was good that I was around Puerto Ricans and black people, and I didn't seriously because I know. Look, man. I wasn't really around Puerto Ricans as much blacks. I mean, my first girlfriend was a black girl, fucking Janine McKay. Fucking, that's why I love those tall, fucking thin, running African, the Tutsi tribe African girls. Jesus. Like a Tutsi.
The Tutsi.
I love the Tutsi.
You just Tutsi said her name.
Janine McKay, I'll say it again. I was in love with her. Fucking in love with her, man. She was so, she was nerdy. She looked like B. Collins a little bit. A little taller, though. But she was a nerdy. Oh, she was so hot, man. Tall, thin, nerdy. Janine McKay. Oh, man.
Did you hit?
Nah, I was in sixth grade. I fucking hit Debbie, though. Debbie was her friend.
Fuck Debbie.
Debbie was she was a little darker, tall. She was, oh, man, do I love a fucking afro.
Got the
I don't know why black women, put the fake hair in, the wigs, because there's nothing sexier to me than an afro. I fucking love.
I can think of a couple.
I love what?
I can think of a couple things more sexy than an apple.
That underlying, tone was so racist, right?
No, no.
It wasn't racist at all. It was just very creepy.
Can you put that Kumia shirt on?
No, that was no racist. I'm just saying. I like the long straight. You know.
I like a white woman.
Blonde, big tits.
No. No, that's
you like a wig.
No, I wasn't just saying that. I'm saying like there is who's the one?
And the one
the white woman.
Who's the one?
The redhead.
That one black chick I like.
What's her name? Beyonce. Beyonce.
Something like that.
Beyonce.
She's good.
And that Rihanna. The Rihanna bitch.
Rihanna.
The hell yeah titty boogie chick, you know?
I like that chick with the New York song.
If anybody took that racist, they're racist. If anybody took that race,
listen,
it's their race.
Here's the
fucking shit. Don't put your racism back on us, Paul.
Yeah, I love that. That's the way you switch it. If anybody takes me telling a black guy to go fuck himself and call him the N-word racist, that means they're racist.
There's a redneck driver right now. Like, don't put that evil on me.
I can't sit here with a straight face and have you go, there's nothing sexier than an afro.
Jesus
Christ.
What's wrong with you? He turned yours up.
Yeah, he turned mine up.
Why?
Holy shit.
Scopo, let them fucking do it.
He didn't use the wrong ones.
Are you good? Is everybody
good? I'm good.
Fucking, right. Damon just fucking turned up everybody else's headphones.
I sabotaged the shit when you started going at my people. Now I can't even hear myself at all. Now you trying to really.
How's that? Is that better?
Black Lives
Matter. Is that better?
Oh, thank God.
Now I can't hear shit.
Are you guys back in?
Yeah,
what
here.
The fuck?
I think we're here.
You killed
good,
the show.
We're good.
All right, listen. Listen, you
say you don't like black
Damon.
People.
No, I was just saying, no.
Yeah, no, speak about it.
Yeah, put the mic up right into
all
your mouth.
I'm saying is right, I'm not right a... all I'm saying is I'm not an Afro guy.
That's what he was saying.
Yeah.
I could dig
but
it.
But here's the thing, brother. But all I'm saying is I am.
No, I know.
So why you countered my fucking... Right when I said it. Like right when I said I love fucking afros.
No, you didn't say it.
I said there's nothing sexier. Okay, there's nothing sexier to me than an afro. My point was is that a lot of black girls get a wig or they get hair extensions, which I don't understand because maybe they want straight hair. They want that style of hair. I love afros. I love a tight. I love when they shave. Oh my God, Janine. This girl Debbie. My point was this girl Debbie. I met her years later when I was 18 after I got sober and all went through all my horse shit. Later on, we met at a club and she showed up. God fucking damn it, man. Mm. And we wound up fucking. And it was the best shit. I remember she sucked my dick.
Mm-hmm.
This girl, I remember she had to sleep with a bandana on her head. Yeah. That's like a black girl thing, right?
Yeah.
A scarf. Yeah, what is that?
They wrap their hair in a doobie.
Keeps it all in place.
It keeps their hair in place so then you just comb it out. Yeah, it's one of those things.
I thought it was just kind of cute. I thought it was like a country thing. I thought it was like a cowgirl thing. Like she pulled out a fucking handkerchief.
She pulled out
a bandana and wrapped it around her head. I was like, this is hot as shit.
Be the shit.
I thought we were going to role play.
Yeah. Oh,
God. Excuse me, Bobby. So, anyways, she
shout out to Artie Lang.
Yeah,
I just seen him 2 seconds ago.
she sucked. I mean, it was crazy, man. She reached. I remember she reached in between, like reached in under my nuts and grabbed my ass and pushed my dick into her mouth. Sucked my dick.
Jesus,
it was crazy.
Yeah.
Sucked my dick and then she sat on my dick. She was like, "Look, I'm gonna fuck you a little." This is why I love black girls too. The first black girl I ever went with. I remember, when you're with a girl, usually you have to kiss them and then you graze a titty and then you try to horn them up is what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to get them as horny as you are so they can have an excuse or break them down. You start rubbing their pussy and so, oh God, and you start doing all that shit. Yeah. So then they can't say no. That's what you're trying to do. Get them so fucking riled up that they'll just take your dick out and fuck. Mm-hmm. It's basically what our job is. Am
I
correct?
The second half of the show took a different turn. Hey,
am I right, though?
I'm just trying to see where you go with this, because you're making it seem like black women don't need to be loved before they get fucked. Like,
I didn't even kiss this bitch.
Yeah, just put it in.
No, that's not what I'm
going to take a moment.
Grab the vibrant Dana.
I like an afro.
I had to get a rip.
I like an afro. You're going to take this dick.
This bitch was in a gang.
Exactly. What the fuck?
Let me get there. Fucking star shirt.
Okay.
She said, I started doing all that weird shit with her, rubbing her titty, rubbing her pussy. She was like, she said, stop. Stop. Yep. What are you guys doing? What are you doing, Scopo?
No, he was on his phone. I asked him politely to.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I'm yelling at Scopo for actually fucking.
Yeah, you got it.
Being a producer and doing what I. Good job, Scope. Anyways, my point is this.
That's it, a woman telling you to stop?
No, she didn't stop. She went like this. She went, stop with all this horse shit. We're fucking. I'm gonna fuck you
like that.
And I think like all black women that I've been with were like, look, relax. If I want to fuck you, I'll fuck you. If I don't, we don't. She was like, we're fucking. So you don't have to do all this other bullshit. Let's just kiss and we'll fuck. At some point I'm gonna fuck you. And I was like, oh shit. And it took away all the fucked up shit with sex. And it was really great sex. It was slow. We kissed, we stopped, we fucked, we stopped, we kissed. We were in and out. I mean, she folded my shirt and my pants. It was fucking nuts. And then she put on like a station that only black people know on like AM/FM, like some weird fucking. It was like
black
what?
Intimacy.
I never fucked FM. To music. I never fucked to music until I fucked a black girl. I never, you never have a fucking white chick going, hang on, let me put this CD on. It's always in the back of some car or fucking some parking lot trying to finger fucking this broad. I remember we fucked to some crazy, beautiful fucking R&B and I was trying to fuck to it, Some
you're trying to get your fuck to the. I could dig it. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I was just different. I liked it. I think that. All right, well, fuck. You have to stare at me, man.
I'm with you. I fucked a white girl. She tried to put some black shit on, I think, to make me feel good.
Oh, yeah?
I think so. She put on, like,
fuck the police.
She put on fucking.
I said, fuck the police.
Nah, she put on Brian McKnight. Like, nobody's Brian fucking McKnight. Brian McKnight.
That's way too slow.
How you got Brian McKnight? Like,
what's
she
trying to fuck you the back at one?
I saw Brian McKnight in Coach. I saw that.
Oh, no. Don't tell me that.
It ain't enough people fucking to his shit.
He's a thousandaire now.
Dude, you know that's fucked up. When you see a famous motherfucking coach, doesn't that hurt your heart? You're like, yeah, shit. Like, I'm a coach, but I should be here. This the fuck? Oh, I love JetBlue. Nah, you could have flown something. Yeah, you could have done something else, man.
Fuck.
Yeah, oh, Brian McKnight. Sad. Shit. Oh, man. All right. Anyways, I love an afro, and I don't know. I like long hair too, man. I like a nice long hair. I don't like.
I'm a long hair guy. That's the thing. I like it long. I like the long. Like, I don't even like perm. Like, when they try to curl it, I just like straight long hair. Always have.
You want
to
pull on it, right?
What?
You want to pull on
it. It's just there's something about a woman with just like long, straight, nice hair like that. You know, that's one thing too. My wife's got this fucking head of hair, dude. I fucking long hair. I just love that shit. Yeah.
I love short hair on a woman, man, is my fucking kryptonite. When I see a chick with the short hair, dude, I think I want a fucking dude. I don't know what it is.
I'm short.
I love shaved. I love bald women. I love short hair. I love. Remember when
I don't like that bald.
I think you want to fuck.
No, I don't like the bald look.
Like Sinead O'Connor, could you fuck her?
Fuck you. Not now. I'm not gonna fuck that hippie now. Fucking pussy smells like moss. But I would fuck her back then. You wouldn't fuck Sinead O'Connor.
Did you see the Mad Max trailer?
She's pretty though.
Yeah. See Charlize Theron.
Oh yeah, I would fuck. I mean, it's Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
You just gotta fuck that face.
Somebody says it right.
Yeah, I have a pretty face when you go real short. But let me ask you this: pubic hair. I like a little, not a super bush, but I like a little fade.
I love
like
a bush. I love a
like
bush.
You like a bush?
No, I like a little hair.
Like a little bit. I like a little hair. I like it to feel like an adult.
I don't like the smooth.
See, that's like where I like beard. The fro. That's
where you like an afro?
I don't even want to prove down the pussy.
I like a little Patrick Ewing 94 flat top down there.
A square head fucking cocksucker he was. I like the fade coming from the side.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
A little mohawk type of thing.
Yeah, it's like a mohawk.
Thick in the middle.
Yeah, and it's nice and but I don't like it too much. I don't like coming in a big bush.
Yeah.
Do you have a jizz in a big bush? Like a chick has a big hairy patch and you jizz in it.
I had it with this one white girl. She had the hairiest pussy I've ever seen. I'm like, it's just like you don't.
Yeah, you're coming from her asshole too. Right? You ever see that where the hair's because if they ain't shaving their pussy, they ain't shaving
style?
Their asshole.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You got that fucking ass hair a little bit.
Yeah, it's like
you
a dick. It's like greasy.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Ass hair?
You got dog is in the hair.
Yeah. The hair's coming out of the ass and then it goes over the taint and it's faint. It's like her taint is balding, right? And then
it goes little Manu Ginobili on her fucking taint.
What the fuck?
I never heard anybody called Manu.
Manu.
What the fuck? How do you spell Manu? What
Manu.
What
the fuck? That's a guy bald.
That's fucked up, dude.
But guy, little, you said the balding taint.
Yeah.
Like a restaurant, you know, the ball tank.
It's just I love when it goes. You know what I mean? I don't like that greasy taint, oily hair. I like all that
shit.
You meant
like grease in the pussy. I like what the fuck kind of bitches were you fucking?
Over deep
apple
fire.
Grease.
Grease.
It's an afro.
but now here's the thing though. On the flip side, we can sit here and talk about what type of pussy we like for the rest of it. But what kind of a dick you like? You know what I mean? I mean, let's be real. What type of dick? And I mean,
be honest.
Let's be honest. I like that shaved dick. I like that shit. The nut shaved. I like the balls. I don't want
a bald eagle.
I like a nice shave, like a dick that like just came out of a fucking like a nice big dick. Like a, I want a like a water polo dick. You know what I mean? Like a swimmer dick. What kind of dip you like, Colin? What kind of fat cock you like?
He's trying to throw it to Brandon.
Brandon, what do you got?
I'm in such a dark place right now. I don't know what the fuck is happening. No. And you just made eye contact with me the whole time. You're talking about the kind of dicks.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to look around the room. I can tell the dicks we got. God. All right?
Oh,
Colin, first of all, your dick is just unkept. Your dick's all. You have an alternative dick. Your dick looks like most alternative comics' faces. Just a beard that doesn't connect. I bet your pubes don't connect. You have patchy.
Lucas.
You have patchy. He said your dick's name is Lucas. And he runs a show on Wednesdays at a bowling alley.
Oh, jeez.
I know. Your pubes, you trim that shit up. It's always fucking trim. But it's a fucking mess sometimes.
No, you know what it is? It's being married now with kids. Sometimes I just look. The other day I was in the shower. I looked down and I just had this fucking Questlove sitting. I just had this Questlove sitting. I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going to fucking. I'm not even changing. I don't care. Like, I got to go do a set. You know, I'm going to throw the boxer briefs on.
Yeah.
I'll keep this fucking. It's like a Japanese fucking dick, bro.
Shit. Hilarious. He's got a Questlove. That's Questlove. Fucked. Damon, you know, Damon trims his show. You know what, Damon? I bet he don't touch it at all. It just
first of all, his name is Damien.
Damien. Oh, Damien. Damien.
What's a Damon? Damon.
That's the name of your dick.
Come on, Wayne.
Damon.
Your dick's name is Damon. Damien. I bet you don't even fuck with your dick. You don't trim it at all. It's just, it is what it is.
It's organic.
It's organic.
Living life. It's
that like vegan dick.
Solange knows.
What the fuck? I just want to bring up dicks and pubes just so we can say more names. Dude, I know Scopo trims his nice. I bet you he's got a little tiny patch of fucking dirty.
No, I let it go sometimes and I shave it.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, you mean you trim it, right?
Trim it.
Trim it down, right?
Trim it down. Yeah. No, I get a buzzer.
Let me tell you something about mine. Mine is fucking. First of all, my leg hair is connected to my pubes now. Mm-hmm.
Christ.
But that, you know what I mean?
It's like that shit when I see the neck connected to the chest. I'm like,
yeah, like if I trim my shit, I gotta trim the sides of my legs too. I gotta fade my legs down.
You're in the bathroom for like 2 hours and shit. Your wife's like, what the fuck?
You start at the knees.
I got a fable. Yeah, my drain looks like somebody murdered a puppy. It's fucked up, man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's fucked up, man.
That's funny.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck, dude. Oh shit!
It's fucked up though, man. I mean, like, as the older you get,
yeah, the older you get.
I'm married, so
dude. I'm Greek and Sicilian, dude. Ugh. I'm Greek and Sicilian.
Your
like
dick
fucking,
always has a 5 o'clock shadow.
I'm not even joking. This is like 4 days, dude.
Really?
It's just fucking. It just keeps coming, man. Yeah.
But we're both married. You got a girlfriend?
Yeah, I've been with her 5 years.
Oh, five. So it's basically, yeah. And you don't get a girlfriend.
I got a girl.
You got a girl?
Yeah.
How long you been with your girl?
For a minute, 9 years.
Nine years.
Yeah, I'm stopping. How long been together? I'm
just gonna. Are you gonna? Are you gonna? Wow. Are y'all gonna get like engaged and shit? Like, what's happening there? Because my girl's seen all the shit.
Put him on
the
spot right now.
No,
Brandon.
No.
Yeah, nah. So yeah, we. Gonna
my girl's been seeing all the shit on Facebook. All of her friends are getting married now. Yeah, they all getting engaged. She's like, what the fuck?
We've been. How old? Damien got defensive. Nah, yeah, we gonna do it.
We gonna do it.
I told you this before. You look like if a thin Patrice O'Neal.
Yeah.
It's funny. I told him. I go, you look like a thin Patrice O'Neal, and someone he goes, yeah. Somebody told me I look like a fat Chris Rock.
I get that.
Who said that?
I forget. Somebody on Twitter. You know, that's where you get the most hate now. When you're an adult. That's where you get your adult hate.
Well, they you know, who else is that? Chris DeStefano. Why do his fucking name kills me? It's one of I always fucking stutter. Chris just had is having a baby too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a beautiful fiance. I mean, he has a kid. I mean, he's fucking. He could have any chick in the world right now. He's at this popping off, doing great in his career. Met a beautiful girl, having a kid, and couldn't be. You know, I follow him on Instagram. Couldn't be happier. You know what I mean? And that's when your fucking pubes just get long. That's when you get lazy.
They just get long and take you out the game.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, you're basically married. And you don't have nobody. No. So you got to keep your shit tight.
Yeah.
You never know. You never know when you're taking your dick out.
Yeah,
I know when I'm taking my dick out. It's planned.
A week ahead of time?
Not even a fuck. I mean, ugh, dude, I gotta start fucking again. It's like, it's
that's the real
shit. The more you don't fuck your wife or your chick, the more evil you start to get in your own mind. You understand? The more evil, the porn starts getting worse. The things that get you off start getting dirty.
Yeah.
And the more you wait, the closer and closer you get to the devil. You understand? All you have to do is fuck your chick once for 3 minutes. and you're back home.
And you're it reverts back. You're right.
You revert
back. That's 100% right.
You revert back to who you were. Okay. You once you fuck your chick, even if it ain't good sex, as long as you fuck her and you come, you're back. It's like you clicked your heels three times and you're back home. But the longer you wait, the fucking dirtier and the evil. Your brain starts taking over and you start going into bad places.
Dude, you
My girl and I had a rough earlier this year, and I got like, we didn't have sex for like 2 months.
Yep.
I got really into porn. I started watching that hentai shit, the Japanese anime shit.
You watch anime?
I was going into some dark corners.
That's
man.
A dark fucking pornhole you going
into. I don't know. Dude, what
you know
what?
I was telling my wife.
You're fucking jerking off the cartoons?
Drug off in socks and had to wash him at the laundry.
Watching the Cartoon Network.
Whoa. Wait a second. Hang on 1 second. Dude, why would you jerk off into a sock?
I don't like tissues.
It's easier to clean up.
I'm jerked off into a sock.
Listen, what
you just
the
throw
fuck?
Them in the washing machine.
No, you throw them out. Yeah, you gotta throw them out.
Well, I don't wear them. Like,
what if the fucking machine does
jerk off socks that you wash and keep off to the side? That's even crazier. You wear your jerk off sock. If you go wash it, don't wash it to put it off to the side.
You got a special draw for a jerk. No, I don't use those.
Don't use the one from the top. So the bottom ones. The bottom ones.
No, but Bobby, you make a point because I was on the.
Wait a minute, dude. What the fuck? You don't jerk off in socks,
no,
do you?
No.
What, dude?
You
what
never
the
jerked
fuck?
Off in a sock?
No, not, I didn't say never, but that's not like a, you know,
what's
that's not,
yeah,
a,
what
do you jerk off into?
First of all, I jerk off in the shower. And then, wait, hang on 1 second. I'll jerk off into a napkin, a paper towel, or some tissue. And now, like, if they go out, I go into my room. I got my office and I hook up that shit and I get my pants down, I get my dick out. And it's hard to jerk off, man. My weight, I really can't see. Like, I can't see my dick, really. Like, I can't see where it's going, so I got to jerk off like I'm blind.
Yeah, but you got to plan.
Like, I'm like...
You got to plan. Like,
you understand what I'm saying? I got to fucking... I got to trust my senses.
But you got to plan to jerk off.
Huh?
You got to plan to jerk off.
No.
I don't know.
No, mine's very... Hey, we're gonna go to Home Goods for a little... Okay.
Oh. Yeah, that's the planning, though.
That's not planning. She says I'm going to Home Goods. I didn't know it. I'm fucking jerk. As soon as I see that fucking white Honda take down the driveway, my dick is out and I'm fucking thumbing the top of my dick, fucking rubbing that pre-clum and fucking scrolling through.
But I've been just watching TV and I'm like, oh, I fucking want to watch porn now.
Really?
Yeah. And then just fucking.
Dude, I go to Clitty.com and I go through those categories.
Wait, what's this Clitty?
Oof,
Clitty.
That's what Patrice told me about. Clitty.com takes you to. It has so many. Look at all your evil fucked up. Look at all your evil. You guys, I've never seen you fucking listen that intently. You guys all shut the fuck up and was like, what?
How you spell that?
Clitty? CLITI.com. And it has. Just these categories after categories, and I like the way it's set up because it has the little categories to the right of the videos with the category, and then to the left it has in alphabetical order the categories. Mm-hmm. So it has extra categories over here, so you can you know what I mean. You can type in shemale jerking off. I mean,
Jesus.
Wait a second. You can type in chick.
All right.
You can type in girl.
All right.
You can type in baby. Did I say what? Babysitter. No. But yeah, it's fucked up.
No, you're right about that shit though, man. Because if I was on the road a couple of weeks, I start having dreams.
Yeah.
I was telling my wife, I was like, I'm away so long. You start just having more sexual dreams because you need. But once you have it, like you said, once you have it once. You just you go back home. You
get back to ground zero.
Back at home base.
Yeah.
You make it because you're connecting with that person again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you realize, oh shit, I'm good fucking this person. I'm compatible with this person. I like being with this person, and I'm like this person. I love this person as you know.
Yeah.
So because when you fuck a new person, very rarely do you feel good. Mm. You feel 100% guilt-free as a human when you're done. Because, man, if you fucked with the rubber, it sucked. If you stuck it in, you know.
Too much in your head.
It's too much. When you fuck your chick, I'll jizz in your fucking uterus. And I'll try to jizz in your neck. You know what I mean? I pump that... And leave it right in there.
It's like pulling into your driveway.
Yeah, man.
It's
yeah, you feel
familiar.
Good.
Yeah, you feel like you're home.
It's fucking weird, but you get, oh, man, have I gotten bad weeks after week, and all of a sudden you just you're like, oh shit. You start looking at like fat bitches at CVS. You know what I mean? I remember I walked into CVS one night on the road.
Like a category.
I thought that was a category. That's what we're talking about right now.
Really?
It plays really good. All right.
I just imagine Bobby going to fucking CVS sweating. Like, I need some candy from the movie. Ooh, that fat bitch. She got an afro.
I just don't. I really don't get. Like jerking off now. I'm 43. Okay. Am I 43?
You're 44.
44, thanks. Okay. I don't get, like, jerking off is such a fucking weird thing now. As, like, okay, this is going to sound weird. I don't see my grandfather ever jerking off. My grandfather was a World War II veteran. He was from the greatest generation. I don't see him going to the basement and cranking one out into a sock.
He definitely was.
He had to.
Yeah. I don't think so. That's
my grandfather had a woodshed.
I don't
woodshed.
He probably jerked off in the woodshed.
The two black kids are like, what?
You go in some dark corners if you start thinking about your grandparents jerking off. That's some weird shit, bro.
Well,
like, I'm not.
Well, I bring that up because, you know, I always, like, in life, I mean, I've always say this. I don't have a fucking automatic opinion. There's certain guys. I'm an alpha male, I believe, but I'm not automatic opinion. Know exactly what I think and the fucking facts to it. And those guys are great. You know, I'm just not that guy. It takes me. You know, I'm not as. I consider myself a little. I'm very intelligent because I'll fucking learn anything, and I'll learn it fast. But I don't know a lot about certain things, but I do know a lot about other things. So I think it's okay to be dumb in a way, because I think people who aren't smart are willing to learn shit. You know what I mean? And I think it's cool to have not an opinion, because you actually kind of have both sides in your head, which I think is good, too. I think neutral is not neutral, but having... I don't know. I'm getting lost in this fucking. None of you assholes. You consider things. I do. You know what I mean? Like, I think Patrice always had a fucking right. This is what he thought. That was never me. I would always listen to a motherfucker like that and be like, oh shit. And then I listen to this guy and be like, oh, he has points too. And then I kind of.
That's how I am too.
Flip side.
I listen to both and I kind of just make my own. I think people that come in decisive all the time and act like they know, they annoy me in a way because they're not open minded to listen to the other side.
That's most of my friends. But listen. Yeah. But yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It's hard to pray, you know, they just stick to it, you know.
I mean, I think also the older you get, though, the more you just stick to those views. Like, I've had so many debates, like, about the recent shit that's been happening with NYPD and stuff. Yeah. People that, like, just have specific views that they've had all their whole life, they're not going to change it because you said something that's different than them. They're going to be like, well, fuck you.
Well, you know, it's weird because, you know, look, I can sit here and talk, you know, listen to somebody talk about, you know, black people and the way they're treated. And I'm like, all right, that makes sense. And there's cops that are fucking fucked up and bad. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I know that. But and then you'll listen to this other guy go, look, you know, like that Marine. The decorated Marine that was like, look, I don't, when we're over in Iraq, we're not fighting for black people or white people. We're fighting for fucking Americans. Mm. We're all Americans. Yeah. When it comes down to it, when September 11th happened, we're all, cops didn't go up and go, where's the white people? Where, you know, they were, where's the fucking human, where's the Americans? We all, you know, we are Americans. And yeah, we have fucked up shit that we're dealing with and whatever. But I mean, I get it. I'm very patriotic. I fucking cry at the Super Bowl when they, you know, sing the Star Spangled Banner and the fucking planes. That just makes me emotional because I love this country and I love the people that fucking protect us. The army, the military is a fucking amazing. And the police and the firemen are our local military. Basically, they're the ones keeping peace between us because we're fucking fucked up people. Yeah. You want to see how fucked up we are? You just go to the internet and see people do mean shit to people all the fucking time.
Yeah, I think people don't understand that there are bad in everything. There's bad in everything. There are bad apples in everything. There's awful, awful white people. Yeah. There's awful black people. There's awful cops. There's awful fucking Asians. There's awful people.
Yeah,
and they act...
Yeah.
excuse me, they act out terribly, and then people put them into, a lot of people put the hole into the category. And that's, and people, you know, you can't do that. You really, you can't, it's ignorant to go, look what that fucking person did. Everybody does that. On any side, on any side. And that's why I'm a registered independent. I used to not be. And I'm a registered independent because I was like, I got too crazy at being at a party or a barbecue and having one fucking uncle go, you want to know what the fuck is the problem with this country? I'm going to tell you what. And then another fucking uncle go, no, you don't, and I'm listening to these two. And we're trying to play fucking beanbag toss here. We're trying to drink a fucking Miller Lite, eat some hot dogs. Right. And these guys, one guy's screaming about Obama positively, the other guy's screaming about Obama in a negative way. Yeah. And it's like, first of all, you sell fucking Honda Civics, okay? Nobody fucking cares about your opinion. And I would just listen to these people, and I would go, you know what? I'm a registered independent because I'm just going to listen to shit, and I'm just going to take my fucking opinion and make my opinion up. And that's it. I could listen to you, even if I disagree with you, Bobby.
Yeah.
I could listen to what you say and go, you know what? You got some really good points. Here's where I'm at, and then I'll make my decision on what the final thing is at the end. I don't think a lot of people have the capability of doing that. I really don't. And I really don't. I think people grow up with a mother and a father.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up with a very, very right-wing Republican father who would tell me, like, this, you got to make your own business and do this. Mm-hmm. And coming up, and then all of a sudden I got older, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. And I looked at the other side, and I'm like, there's some things I like there, but I don't 100% agree. And I'm like, listen, I just have to be a fucking independent and do my own thing.
And it's just shitty people in every... You said it, though. Everybody has shitty people, you know? I was at the fucking mall yesterday, and, of course, the food court was packed with people. I got a baby in my arm. I'm with my wife. There's a table. There's this old, probably around 50-year-old black dude on his break or whatever, newspaper. Then there's this Asian girl. And then there's this fucking douchey white kid and this fucking dumb chick. And everybody was cool except for that fucking white kid. You know what I mean? It's like, so it's not a white or black thing. I'm sitting, this black dude we were talking, he's not black. He's a fucking, he's just a guy in a mall. He's another fucking American in the country that I live in, and this is just a douchey kid.
Yeah.
Real quick, I want to go back to you. You talked about earlier that you grew up in an environment, you went to a school.
You jerked off in a sock. Let's put that in before whatever powerful black statement you're going to say.
I wear my heart on my sleeve. Come on.
Go ahead. Just before you make your powerful black statement.
Just know.
You do very white guy things.
You're not going to discredit me because I like to pleasure myself. You were talking about how you grew up in a diverse area. You went to a diverse school. A lot of people don't have that type of opportunity to be around diverse people, and they don't care.
Can I say
about
something though?
That type
Can
of
I say something? I'm going to say this. I don't mind my kid going to that, but I'm not letting my kid. And I didn't finish this thought. My kid's not going to that school.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's not a good a school. I'm a fucking two blocks away from Ardsley, which is whatever I have to do. I told my wife this. Whatever the fuck I have to do to give him a better shot, I don't care if it's all white. I don't give a fuck what the statistics are. The school is better, okay? So I'm going to do what I have to do to get my kids to that school. Yeah. That's it.
But now, because of your background, your career that you have, you're not going to hinder your kid from going to different environments and meeting different people.
No.
That's not going to happen with your kid.
No, not at all.
Some people, they don't give a fuck, and they're just raising their kid in the same bubble.
But I think when... I understand that, but when I grew up, I think that school, it was multicultural, but it also was it was a good school, and it was a good neighborhood. Even though it was multicultural, it was a really good school, and the neighborhood was good. But look at Boston, segregated, man. When I went to that school, Medford, one fucking town in Boston, one little, the Italians lived in South Medford, the Irish lived in North Medford, the blacks and the Catholics lived in West Medford. The blacks lived in a certain area of West Medford. Yeah. They had their own park called Duggar Park. We had Playstead Park. The Italians had Tufts Park, and the Irish people had Carr Park. And it was segregated. And we went to school together, and we hung out together in first to sixth grade and seventh to eighth grade. And then I don't know what the fuck happened at high school, but it seemed we separated.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And then it became jocks, nerds. You know, it wasn't really black, white. You ever notice that? It's in high school, it's not really...
Weed heads.
It's weed heads, rock and roll, you know, fucking goths, you know, whatever the fuck that is. And then it seems like after high school is when people fucking start to become fucked up. I don't know. I'm just saying that. But listen, my kid, I'm sending my kid to the best school. And if it's a white school, so fucking be it.
Oh, you know, I want my kid, when I teach my kid shit, I just want to go, I want to say to my son, I want to go, look, you got to take everything as individual. And the ignorant people aren't. The bottom line is this. Are there white cops that pick out black people and want to fuck with them and don't care if they kill them? Yes, there are. Yeah. There absolutely are, 100%. They get harassed more. But then, are there white cops that will save a black dude's life if he can? Absolutely. And I could talk like that. Some people can't. Some people just categorize it like, no, no, you don't know. And it's like, that's when it's really dangerous. I'm going to tell my son, look, you meet somebody, you treat that person the way they treat you when you meet them, how they go about it, and everybody you have to do that with. Don't put people into this big fucking bubble or box and say that's how they all are. That's ignorant shit. And I've seen too many people that I grew up with act like that. I'm glad. Comedy actually helps. You know that. Being a comedian helps, because what we're able to do as comedians is we're able to fly all over, not just America, everywhere. And you see people and you fucking learn and you open your eyes and you're like, fuck, man. I would never even gone to this area in the country ever if it wasn't for my job. So it helped me just, you know, the experiences.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, I have black friends. We debate all that shit. But it's still, it's like, you know, I'll watch this and then I'll watch that. And it's like, fuck, ugh. You know, what the fuck? You both have a point. Mm-hmm. But there's I think it's people. It comes down to people. There's some of these protesters are like, fuck you. This is what I do. I disrupt. I fucking make things difficult for change, I guess. Seriously, change. I don't fucking, okay, you're going to stop a highway, stop people from going to work, be a fucking nuisance because you want to be heard. You want your thing to be heard. All right. I guess. I don't fucking know. Is that the way you do it? I guess. Because I don't know. Look, man, I'm too lazy to be a protester. Uh-huh. I don't like to be cold. I don't like to be in the wet.
We're already leaving for our job. I can't fucking tell my wife that. Where you going? You got a spot? No, I'm going to go fucking march. I'm like, doors are changing because you're, what are you, fucking nuts?
Yeah, you got to be very, like, you got to be not married and fucking not be serious about your job to be able to go down and fucking.
There's a lot of young single people.
I was
people.
Thinking it was a single man's game.
Yeah.
It's not
a. If I'm a protest, I'm going to holler while I'm out there.
That's hilarious.
You know what I mean? Let's see what's popping.
It is a single man's game. Because everybody that I know.
The hotter the chick is, the more you fucking go hard. Yeah.
Yeah, man. You can't have your shit together and have a great job and your life your life can't be that good if you're protesting.
No. Sometimes I feel bad because I'll see people that are really seriously dedicated.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I don't know if that makes me a bad person, but I don't give a fuck enough. I don't give a fuck enough. Yeah. I really don't give a fuck.
I see a lot of comics that are protesting and I'm like,
I'm one of these people
spots?
That I see
what
it on
the
shit to do. I'm one of these people that I see it on the news and I go, fuck, man. Yeah. That's fuck. We're going to catch that movie. Like, that's, and I know that that's fucked up.
What about you?
True.
I
was online shopping. I was jerking off in a sock during the protest on CNN and shit.
Right?
It affects me, but at the same time, that's not a priority in my life to go out in the field and protest.
You worry about your world, not the world.
Yeah.
Right? What about you, Damien?
I felt like I should have been out there. You know what I'm saying? I did. I felt like I should have been out there, but I wasn't. I wasn't, and I was like, I ain't have no real excuse.
You know what's?
I got friends with kids, so they was using their kid. I got a kid. I can't go protest. Who's gonna watch the kid? I ain't got no kids. I was at the crib.
The game was on.
I hope that I'm rooting. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm protesting in spirit.
I don't
want to
holding your hands up. That hurts after like 5 minutes.
You know what it is too? It's like when you see shit, sometimes you could get so fucking you feel hopeless about it. So I'm surprised by this last wave. Because typically there's been a lot of shit that's happened. And nothing happens. You know what I'm saying? Like Trayvon get killed. Nobody really went and protest. But this time, motherfuckers started protesting.
I think the back to back though.
It was back to back. Because it started with Mike Brown.
Yeah,
and then like a week later.
That was bad.
That's when that shit started.
I also think that you know that Eric Garner thing was so fucked up. That was so fucked up. No matter how you slice it, that was so fucked up. There's not even an argument the other way. You know, I watched that and I was like, dude, I mean, come on, man. You know, and I saw that and I think.
But there's an argument. Because when you say fuck you, I don't know, dude. It's a weird thing. When you say fuck you, but you're doing something illegal, I don't give a shit. Fuck you. I'm sick of you. but you're doing something illegal and you can't do it. Fuck you.
No, fine. I give
you understand? You're building up. I mean, okay. I don't know what you say. All right. Well, listen. We're not okay. You called our bluff, so we're gonna bail. So you can keep sailing. You can keep doing what you're doing, but don't tell anybody we let you go. What the fuck do you do? He shouldn't have did what he did. Okay, but there should have been. There should be another way to arrest him or fine him or do something to him. Do you know what I mean?
I'm just looking at it like when a dude is backing up with his hands like this, even if he is insulting, to have the guy come behind him and then to have six fucking dudes when it's a dude's on the ground, 60. It's like, it's like, why aren't cops, I'm sorry, Damon, I'm sorry, why aren't cops tasing people?
That's what I was going to say.
Like that, there was a woman online, they fucking shake, they're on the ground, they're incapacitated, it's fucking hilarious, it makes YouTube, and then everybody, and then everybody, and everybody goes home.
You're right.
They did that.
My old boy has a bit about whatever having to freeze. Like, whatever happened to, like, just stop what you're doing.
Yep.
Or I'm going to fuck you up.
Well,
these dudes just start. And there's six of them. Like you said, there's six.
Yeah, but free. But they learn that, you know, not they. I mean, black people. I mean, the criminals, as white or anybody. I said they, and you guys both fucking turned your heads real quick.
I wasn't even.
But I mean,
I was paying attention, bro.
I think criminals learn that, you know, freeze. I don't have to.
Yeah.
You understand? Once you freeze, no, fuck, freeze again. I mean, what do you do? Listen, freeze or I'll shoot. Yeah. You better shoot the next time because that's it. Or I'm running.
What happened to just shooting a motherfucking leg,
dude? Can I stop? Like, listen, man, you can't
shoot.
Have you ever shot a gun?
Yeah.
You shoot a lot.
I don't shoot a lot, but I've shot before. It's infectious, though. I will say that. After you bust that first shot,
oh, yeah.
You want to let it go.
Yo, you get released.
I will say that.
Okay, it's fucking exactly. And it's hard to hit shit.
Yeah.
Now you're sitting there in a fucking quiet with headphones, and you get to take as much time, and you still are not hitting what the fuck you're
Burr
aiming
has
at.
The best bit about that. No,
of course he does. He's the funniest guy on the fucking planet.
I was killing.
He's got a great bit.
Isn't
about
he?
That.
He really does.
I was killing. Oh, that joke is great. Yeah, no, but I was in Jacksonville.
He talks about how he asks the audience, they want to have a gun, and then like, do you ever like, you got this little bitch pistol. He's like, why the fuck would I have a shotgun? Like, you have to have bullets and everything.
It's a funny
bit,
dude.
You can kind of hit someone. You take all that away. And you try to shoot.
Oh, yeah, it's funny.
And you can't see. He goes, you can't see. And then you shoot it. And all you hear is, boo! The whole time, because now you can't see and hear anything.
You see the guy with a knife coming around your bed. It looks like a.
He goes, "Why the fuck would I want a shotgun? I don't want to respackle the fucking."
That's a funny fucking bit.
That was a great bit.
No, but I think every police department. I think every police.
Dad, you don't want to fucking spackle the fucking wall.
I think every police department should say if somebody's unarmed, the first thing you need to do if they're not complying, just fucking tase them.
But here's the thing: we have the technology now to. We don't need to use guns.
Yeah.
You know, you can have something else to fucking detain somebody and hurt. I mean, seriously, you can have, there's other ways to it. That cop, it's not the fucking 1800s. You don't need to choke a guy out.
Yeah, but what's going to happen if you taser somebody and they fall the wrong way and they hit their head and they're dead?
I mean, it's essentially what happened.
But they're not going to protest with that because they're going to go, look, they didn't shoot him. They didn't try to kill him. It's his fucking body jerked.
You don't think
there's a procedure you have to do. I think all cops should have video cameras.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if you're a detective. What? There should be somebody, when they're about to arrest somebody, video should be rolling from the cop's point of view. And they should be like, we're going to do this. You ever see a guy, I'm going to tase you. I'm like a robot.
I saw a kid get tased in person.
If you do not do this, you're going to get tased. You should give that person every shot to fucking abide, whether they're right or wrong, whether you think you're right or wrong. Because, a lot of criminals get passive aggressive and push cops, especially now, start pushing cops to get them to react. Don't forget, these aren't robocops. These are human beings with fucking feelings, doubts, insecurities, all that same shit we have. So when when somebody fucks with your self-esteem and pushes you, you're going to react as a human react, which isn't always the right way to react. So when you have to make them as mechanical as possible, we are going to do this. We are going to shoot you not with a gun, but with a taser. And then if you saw that video, you would be like, they warned them.
If they said that to Eric Garner, listen, stop backing up, stop right there, or you're going to be tased. And then they tased him. He'd be alive today.
Well,
My thing is this, even after that, all that shit, at least have him go to court for this shit. Like, we seen it on camera.
Yeah.
He choked the dude yeah, out, or you shoot a guy six times, was unarmed, and you don't even go to court. You just go home. You don't even get points in your license if you kill a black man. Like, it's fucked up out here. That's what I'm saying. So, we got to do
he can get a zip card membership and everything.
No, some shit.
He did get a ticket.
Did he get a ticket? Yeah, okay.
It's a $50 ticket.
Oh, shit.
How we get from what the fuck? How do we get from you jerking off in a sock?
I know how to deflect, bro.
To anime porn.
Dude, this is a whole different direction.
It's fucked up, man. I'm never gonna let you. Listen, man. You don't need to jerk off in socks. And the fact that you keep them and wear them again.
That's I don't weird, wear bro. Them, guys.
What the
you
fuck?
Keep you just jerk them. Off in
the beginning. Keep them. You have a jerk off sock?
Yeah, you should just use it till it gets stiff like a board and throw it out.
Wait a minute. You have two jerk off socks?
Yeah, but.
What, are they different? What happened, are they the same like, sock got, or are they different
don't
socks?
Don't put your arms and look at me like
I'm
that.
I'm listening to you. I'm not judging. Yeah, no, I am. But
you know how sometimes when you do laundry and you lose a sock, like just in a cycle? Like, I don't have a laundry machine.
Yeah, I don't anymore. Fucking. I don't persecute that sock.
I'm just saying.
Because I lost it.
You're going to get
it. It all started. It was one sock. There's just one sock. And,
you shouldn't have lost that other sock, motherfucker. Now you're in trouble. Yeah. I'm going to jizz right in your fucking ass.
Let's see what you get from flying solo. But you, then you...
Never leave your wingman.
You jerk off on the sock, put the sock in the laundry, wash the sock to jerk off again in the sock?
Ugh.
You'll just get another sock?
I'm very economical.
So you put the sock in by itself?
Huh?
Do you put the sock in the wash by itself?
No, you don't. No, yeah, you don't.
That means all of
you're
socks
fucking lying, dude. You're lying. You put the socks in with your other underwear and socks. You know you do. Don't lie.
You don't just
fucking
do
lie.
One machine for that.
Don't lie. Look at me. Look at me.
Yeah, he
look
paused.
At me.
He paused.
Look at me. Look at me. You fucking lying cocksucker. You do not do solo sock because you can't. First of all, you can't
deny till you die.
You can't do both socks at the same time because you need one sock to jerk off in. You need so one. You have to rotate that shit. So you definitely put that shit in with the other stuff, your underwear and other socks, right? Yeah, you do.
So they all jerked off on.
So you fucking just
he looks like he's on the stand.
Can I ask you a question? You wash your clothes and jizz?
No, I.
You jizz.
I use Tide, man.
You use jizz and Tide. Dude, listen. You gotta stop.
The room got really quiet. I don't like this.
You need to stop. You need to stop jerking off. You need to get tissues.
All right.
Get it. And I'll tell you why.
Sorry, use a tissue.
A nice box of tissues. Get yourself a nice box of tissues. The long box. Don't get the fucking little. Get the big long box. Because when you pull them out, it's the long way. You understand? Pull it out. Fucking put one right over your stum-tum. Right. Right on your stomach. And then you put have one in your hand. So you're jerking off. You. On your stomach, and then grab the rest, and you're done. Take three tissues, and you're done. Throw them right in the barrel.
You're just doing the carpet.
But you can flush those too. Like unlike paper towels, then you can flush the tissues, and you're done with it. No one has to smell a cum bucket.
Yeah.
I remember I used to use the paper towels, and my wife went to throw the trash out one day. She went, "Did you fucking jerk off?" I went, "Why?" I could smell your jizz in the trash.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, women.
We were just talking about deep fucking what the police department should be doing to solve this problem, and then you just went to fucking
and that's
jacking off on your stomach with a tissue.
And that's why we're the YKW fucking D podcast. We go ins and out, motherfuckers. All right, you guys, this has been a great show. We're going to wrap this up. We're going to spin around the room, and we'll do everybody's plugs or anything. You got anything to plug, man?
So Scopo? Or
No.
I got a podcast myself called In the Conversation. So check that out. I need some numbers. My shit is struggling.
Is it real? Where is it on? You on a network?
It's on Stand Up Labs right now. Stand Up New York Labs.
Right.
We've been doing it for about a few months.
Yeah.
In the Conversation. It's on SoundCloud.
Who are you with? Is it just you?
It's me, Vladimir Kaman. You're my man, Ali Muhammad.
And Jesus Christ, who the fuck are you, the fucking Taliban?
Yeah,
who the fuck is on my show, dude?
I didn't know this part of him.
What a fucking lazy terrorist.
And follow me on Twitter, D-Lemon Comedy, man. There it is.
Thanks for coming on, dude.
Thanks
very funny,
me,
dude. Yeah,
look
great.
Out. Have fun.
Awesome. Come back on soon, all right?
All right, bet.
You could check out the Verzi Effect podcast, which actually did get in the top 10 of comedy on Podbean. And it's also available on All Things Comedy.
And obviously on iTunes. So that's the Verzi Effect. I have a new website with all my upcoming dates. I'm also going to be Funny Bone in Hartford the second week of January. Funny Bone in Syracuse. Funny Bone in Syracuse the last week in a third week in January. Mm-hmm. And all the other dates, paulverzi.com, and the Twitter is at paulverzi. That's VIR. So yeah, thanks for having me, buddy.
Always, dude. You're a fucking pleasure. I love it. We're gonna smoke some bats after the show.
Oh, I love it.
All right, what do you got there?
Nice. You guys can check out my
dirty sock.
Oh, Jesus. You guys can check out my my podcast, Comedy Outliers, on iTunes and Stitcher. You can also check out our monthly stand-up showcase. Next one's on Saturday, January 17th. Go to ComedyOutliers.com. Enter New Year for $5 tickets. And you can follow me on Twitter at Mr_B Collins.
Love what you're doing, thank buddy. You, man. You and your Mike Brown are fucking kicking ass.
Thanks, man. Oh, thanks for introducing us to Anthony, man. That's been crazy for us.
Yeah, dude. Absolutely. You should go on. I told him about you. Should go on Anthony's show too.
Love to.
Talk about you. You should go crazy, on too, dude. Yeah, we should fucking tell them. I'll tell them, and you tell Keith the cop. And fucking Scopo came on last week and just killed it. He was better on Anthony's show with me than this show with me. This is his show.
Yeah.
He was way more comfortable on Anthony's show. What the fuck is that?
Yeah. I mean, it's a. You know, he was like a racist old guy. I felt like my uncle was there.
Adrian, what do you got?
I actually just got a new Twitter. Roland Sam forced me to make one. It's at AFERN212, AFERN. So if you want to follow me.
I won't. No? AF fucking what?
AFERN212. Everything else I tried to do was taken.
His last name's Fernandez, so it's kind of a popular name.
So why don't you just go? Why don't you just make up a name like Puppy Pumpernickel?
I'll change that right now.
That's fucking Puppy Pumpernickel.
Okay,
follow me at Puppy Pumpernickel. How great is that? That's easy, right?
It's probably like taken.
Yeah.
How, all right, then go to Puppy Pumpkin. Puppy Pumpkin.
I don't like pumpkin.
You like pumpernickel? Yeah. Do you like the bread?
Yeah, pumpernickel bagel.
A bagel. All right, cool. What do you got, Deepu, besides the hairiest arms I've ever seen on a fucking human being?
They're not that bad.
Are you out of your... I could comb them.
And I was expecting you to judge my pubes also, but I never got...
Oh, my God. Yeah. I would love to judge your pubes. Real quick, what do you got? Let me just tell you what I think.
Yeah, you have to guess, right?
All right, here's what I think you have. I bet you have, first of all...
Lots of curry.
Your dick is uncircumcised, which just makes it look weird from a distance.
Oh,
okay?
My God. You have such bushy. Little tolerance for anything different.
Gotta be bushy.
It's not different. I know. There's two dicks. There's circumcised and uncircumcised. There's not different. There's not like a plethora of cocks you can go through. And I like one.
There's boss circumcisions.
Well, no, there's circumcised and then your ugly dick. And I don't like...
Whoa.
Well, he doesn't have circumcised either. You circumcised? How about you, Damien?
Circumcised.
All right, good. Yeah, your dick's ugly. I don't like uncircumcised.
Beautiful.
I'm sorry. Right, whatever. No. To your fucking girlfriend, it's beautiful. Do you have a girlfriend?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, she loves your dick, right?
She's nice to it.
Okay, nice to it. What the fuck is that? All right. I picture your dick looking very similar to your cheek.
Like a 5 o'clock shadow.
I think it's a 5 o'clock shadow that fucking fades into some darkness. I mean, just fucking dark.
Yeah.
It's just dark.
You're not wrong.
And I know that your dick is at least three colors. It's not like fucking a two color.
That's true.
Dick.
There's like an ashy center.
There's an ashy center, and then the helmet is a different, like a pink, and then the shaft
is
like
his
a brown.
Dick? Jesus, you know a lot about it.
Yeah. I watched
a lot of dicks.
I fucking watched Indian porn. I just know what the fucking dick's
so hard
like.
To find, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, no, those not really. Not on clitty.com.
Those chicks are really hot, though.
Where's my phone? Can I have my phone real quick? Because I want to do a plug.
You
gonna show us a picture? Am I right?
I don't have a picture.
All right, go ahead. What do you got?
I'm not sprinting.
Am I right about your dick, by the way?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, good.
I'm not doing anything too crazy. Okay. I don't have any plugs for myself. The YouTube channel is blowing up. We just hit 1,500 subscribers and growing.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's fucking great, dude.
I'm really proud of that, and that's it for me.
I'm very proud of it, too, dude. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
We're trying to blow this thing up for you guys. I pretty much take all the money and invest it back in, and hopefully we can start... getting a little monetary gain out of this in the future just so we can get these assholes some money because they're doing such a great job. Chris Scopo and Deepu just made a solid fucking team. They're doing a great job. We had over 8 million downloads, I believe.
Oh, shit.
Through the Riotcast Network last year, which is up... I can't even tell. I think we were 1 million and something the year before. Whoa. So we're the Riotcast Network itself is blowing the fuck up. We have the best shows, I believe, on the fucking planet. You know, we handpick the shows. It takes a lot of effort to go into it. We're adding a new show in this month, the last one for a while. It's been in the works, which I'm very excited about. I'll make that announcement next week, but make sure you support all these other shows on the network. Here's a cigar. If you guys are into cigars, which I kind of basically got into right now, what's up?
You got to plug something else, too.
Okay. The Cigar Republic, there's one in Connecticut and one up where I live, Westchester. Fucking great cigar bar, cigar place and bar. And members, you can join. I saw that fucking, I parked in the back and there was the Don't Tread on Me flag. I got a little nervous. Like, what the fuck did I join? Like, you know what I mean? I was going to go in. There's going to be fucking some meeting, you know, with fucking some old white guys. But no, it's a great place. It's fucking awesome. And there's another one, too. It's an online cigar place. A fan of the show, cigarfly.com, where they pick... They try to get your flavor, what you like. And you have to go through kind of a, you know, you have to answer questions. And then at the end of it, they tell you what you kind of would like, and then they'll ship it to you. So check that out if you like cigars. What a plug.
Oh, you did plug the Rick Shapiro.
Oh, yeah. Good. When is that? That's the
January 13th.
January 13th, Rick Shapiro is doing a big benefit for Parkinson's. I don't know if you guys know that, but he has it.
Oh, too bad.
Man, Scopo's dad has it, too.
Yeah, my dad has Parkinson's.
Sorry to hear that shit.
Yeah, it's a fucking shit disease, man. And, you know, I just wish that we could open up as a country and stop being such fucking, you know, let girls take their titties out at the beach and let's do some stem cell research. Stop being such fucking assholes and quivering fucking douchebags. But thank you, Deepu. You know what? I don't know if when no one else laughs and just Deepu, I don't know if...
I don't know what the fuck you just said.
I was laughing at Brandon's reaction. I was like, what the fuck?
I said, because other countries, you can take your titties out. Yeah. On the beach, we can't do that.
But what does that have to do with stem cells?
Because we're uptight. It's a religious thing. Oh, it's about religion.
You're killing things.
All right.
Yeah, we're fucking, yeah.
I was like you. I thought like somehow the titty thing would help yeah.
I was saying I wish we'd start. I brought up two examples. One was supposed to be funny. The other one was actual, you know, stem cell research could help Parkinson's.
Could help a lot of things.
Yeah, it could help a lot of things, and we don't do it because of fucking government and religion and all this other bullshit that we don't fucking, you know, we should. So that was my point, but now it sucks, and I'm ending my podcast on me being not funny and shitty because you fucking cunts didn't get it. And you know what, Damien? You could have fucking backed me.
I'm with you.
Okay, but
look, now that you threw it back to me, I just want to let y'all know I'm at the Arlington Improv. January 22nd through 25th.
Yeah, yeah. I'm at the All-In Tour with those two funny bones.
All right. So anyways, so we're doing big shows that night all over the city.
He has three shows.
Three shows going on just in that night. I'm doing the one at the Village Underground at 11.
Yeah, I'll plug the first one's at Stand Up New York at 6:30. Second one is at 9 o'clock at New York Comedy Club, and the third one is at the Village Underground.
Hey, let me tell you something. Rick Shapiro is a pure artist. Okay, I don't give a fuck if you've seen him or what your opinion is of him as comedy. Rick Shapiro, since I moved in the city, has always trying to find funny where funny doesn't exist, where funny hasn't been. He just tries to create it. He's a stand-up comedian, but he's really tries to just fucking. You know, really just push the limits and there's consequences to that too, man. So, and he's paid them and he's fucking great and he's a good guy and we're trying to raise money for that great cause. So make sure you get your tickets for that and let's support that, okay, at all three of those clubs. What else?
Oh, you got your dates.
Yeah, let's hit that. You know, this, I'm at New Year's this...
Tomorrow night,
New Year's Eve, yeah. So if you guys are around, spread the fucking word, would you?
Then
there's some legwork.
You're at Bananas January 23rd and 24th.
Bananas, who's with
Hasburg
me on that?
Has.
Love that fucking club. I love Jersey. Jersey's like my second home. I love doing shows in fucking Jersey, man. They come out, they show up, they buy tickets, and they fucking laugh the fucking their asses off. They get the jokes. I just fucking love doing shows in Jersey, and that club is one of my favorites.
January 31st, you're at Cabaret Theater in Mohegan Sun.
Boom, boom.
I think Lewis is on that show.
Lewis Gomez is on that.
February 21st, Uncle Vinny's in Fairbridge, New Jersey.
Yep.
March 6th and 7th, Arlington Draft House.
Fucking great gig. And there's another gig coming up, too. I got a bunch of other gigs that we're updating. I'm getting a whole new website coming up next week for my special, January 9th, Comedy Central. Watch it. Spread the word. Tweet it. Retweet it. Tell everybody, and then that night you can go pre-order the unedited version with a bunch of extra shit on it for $5 on my new website that will be unveiled that day. RobertKellyLive.com. You're on my Twitter, all that bullshit. You guys, thank you so much. What's up?
The Unmasked, it'll be live on Sirius Radio.
Live on Sirius Radio.
On Raw Dog.
On Raw Dog. Yep. On that day, correct?
Mm-hmm.
On the 6th?
On the 6th.
And then on the 9th, I'm taking over the Comedy Central channel on Sirius Satellite from 5 to 7 with Gary Gulman. It's called Behind the Jokes with Robert Kelly. We're going to talk about how you make an hour special, what goes into it. We're going to rip apart jokes, talk about where they come from. It's going to be a kind of cool... I used to do it with Patrice all the time, just philosophize about where shit comes from and talk about stuff. So it's going to be good. So I want to thank you guys so much for listening to the show. You guys are awesome. Fucking great show. Very funny. I love when it just goes fucking in and out and weaves out of fucking interesting, funny, weird, stupid shit. You guys are awesome. I appreciate you coming on. And that's it. All right. So thanks for listening to You Know What, Dude. Hey, what's going on? When you're ready to buy a car, True Car is changing car buying forever. Yes, True Car helps car buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Every day, True Car users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. And True Car users save an average of $3,221 off the MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, download the True Car mobile app or go to TrueCar.com. to find out what others paid for the car you want. Then register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Take your guaranteed savings certificate to the True Car certified dealer for a better hassle-free car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. With True Car, you can save time, save money, and never overpay. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the True Car mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.